We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
Who likes to masturbate?
Yeah, he's on the couch playing with himself.
I've done it.
Is that you, Terry?
Terry?
Yes, it's me. I've diarrhea.
Get out of the bathroom, bad. Terry. Get on out of here.
I've had diarrhea.
You alone in there, Terry?
All right, stop.
Who are you shushing?
What?
Who are you shushing?
Nobody. No, why would I do that? I would never do something like that. First of all, I have a girlfriend who I love very much.
Her name is?
Michelle.
Michelle. What's she look like?
She's super tall.
Uh-huh.
And she's got...
How tall?
Sweet boobs.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
Broadcasting from the Bryan Heating and Cooling Studios, this is FM 100.3 KFAN, The Fan.
The Beezer.
Listen up, the ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper, gang.
Yeah.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
So we moved out from the city to on Long Island. You don't live in Long Island. You live on Long Island. You live in the city. You tell people, people ask you, where do you live? You go, we live in the city. You don't live on the city. But if you move out of the city, you're in it now. Now, if you go out, you're going to be on the island. Long Island's not one of those places you can't get in it. There's nothing to get in. You just stay on it. My parents would say, Jerry, we're going to the city today, so get ready. We're going in. We're going to get on the train. We don't get in the train. You get on the train. Even though you see trains, there's nobody on it. You never see anybody on top of a train, but that's how you talk. If you want to live here, this is how you talk. We're going to get on the train. Why do you get on the train? Why? So you can get off it. Get off the train. This is our stop. We got to get in the cab. You don't get on the cab. You were on the train, but you don't get on the cab. You get in the cab. Why do you get in the cab? So you can get out. You got to get out of the cab. We're here. Get out of the cab. We're here. Okay, Jerry, what about Uber? What do you do with Uber? That's the new thing. Do you get in it? No. On it? No. Off it? No. What do you do with Uber? You take it. You take Uber. Because there's no money. It's like free. I don't even know how it works. Do we even pay for that? I think it's just a free thing. Comes with the phone. Anytime, it's just a little cartoon cars. Whatever you want. How'd you get here? We took an Uber. We just. It's like M&M's in a bowl. You just take them. Just take whatever you want.
It's your jam, man.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's a sweet, deep jam. I was talking to, hold on. I was talking to my tattoo guy yesterday, and he was going on and on about how he's never seen 311 and he has to see 311. I'm like, oh.
Good for him.
I know a dude.
Right on. Yes. We're going to give away 311 tickets today.
That's what he said. And he was telling me that he's like, one of these days, man, I'm going to go on the 311 cruise. I guess they do a cruise every year?
Every other year, yeah.
Yeah. My boy shows up for it.
Yeah, Swarton's been on that.
Has he?
Yep.
A shop, shop, shut up.
Swarton's a big 311 guy.
Yeah, he is.
That's why we're cosmically connected.
Yeah. That's why I almost kissed you.
He almost did.
And then he flicked my nipple. Pretty standard, I think, for him, though. That's my guess.
Yeah.
Pretty standard. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Wednesday, September 20th of 2017. Just a couple more days to go. By the way, we haven't really mentioned this yet. We're coming to Fargo next Friday, a rare Power Trip road trip. We don't do this super, super often, right? Maybe once, twice a year at the most.
That's right, baby.
We go to Detroit Lakes every year for Water Carnival. We're at the State Fair, of course, every year. We normally make, like, what, an appearance in Duluth every other year, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah.
Fargo next Friday.
We need to go on tour.
Sure.
I mean,
let's just do it.
Let's just do it. We can complain about being on the road, how hard it is to be on the road.
Right.
We could drive the BBW.
Yeah, of course.
It starts with an S. Like
the Sanctuary.
Sanctuary, yes.
Yeah, so we're going there. We're broadcasting live a week from Friday. And then I'll be back in a couple of weeks to play a show down there at the exact place. We played there once, dude. You're gonna walk in, you're gonna be like, this place is badass.
Really?
It's a straight up old school church. It's like, I think it's like the first whatever kind of church it was that first kind of church ever in Fargo. It's it's well over 100 years old.
Sure.
And they've turned it into this just awesome music venue, and it's super cool. So we're broadcasting live there, and plenty of room.
Seating.
There's no seating on the floor. There is seating on the second floor.
Balcony seating?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll put some seating in there for when we're doing the radio show.
That sounds sweet.
Oh, dude, where do you see it? It's awesome because it looks like a church inside.
Mm.
Yeah, and where we'll be broadcasting from is, where they used to do their churching. Whatever you call that stuff.
But, their churching?
I can't wait for some churching.
Yeah. And that was sweet.
Yeah,
that's a week
wait,
from
man.
Friday.
That's right. Looking forward to that.
We'll play initials live. The whole crew's coming
with
too.
Us.
Yep.
Good.
Pear Bear is going to be there. Pear Bear is going to be on this show today, of course, too. But Pear Bear will be there a week from Friday. AJ will be there a week from Friday. And then the three of us, of course, as well. So, give or take half of the Power Trip Morning Show. If you count Lieber, Rosie, Carly, Creasel, Bonus, Lawyer Lambert, Tommy.
Todd Salad.
Todd Salad, Mr. Z, Konzemius, Charchian.
Oh, yeah, Konzemius is today.
Mike Grimm.
Mike Grimm.
Yep.
Carly, did
Brian
I say Carly?
Brian Heating and yeah. Technology.
Yeah.
Yep. Feelgood.
Fargo's not today. No Fargo Flash
No Fargo
today.
This week.
Oh,
because
yeah.
the Gophers are on a bye.
It's on the bye.
Oh, so I can't shame you for eating toaster strudels?
Nope, no toaster strudels today. So just standard Wild Wednesday kind of a lineup with Mark Parrish from 7 o'clock until 9 and then Mark Rosen from 8 o'clock until 9. Isn't that going to be fun?
Well, he's in there on the couch playing with himself.
Speaking of getting shamed, you a-holes, no joke, I'm not making this up for the radio, you guys got me yelled at again.
What did we do?
Abbott got a bunch of phone calls yesterday for that police bit. And I came back because I had to do some stuff, and he pulls me in his office, and he sits me down, and he goes, why do you encourage it? And then he just starts playing the voicemails for me.
Mm-hmm.
Did all of them sound like upstanding citizens that we care about?
A few of them were like, I get it, man, but too much.
Well,
and as I said to Abbott, one, call hockey, call Corey.
Yeah, because he didn't say a word to me.
Right.
No, didn't text me, didn't email me.
Not a single word.
He's afraid of the two of us.
Well, yeah, but I always get yelled at for that garbage. And as a voice always once told me, never
encourage it.
Can you imagine?
Because I forgot what buttons they were.
Can you imagine for a second if you thought you had that kind of say over somebody else's radio program, television program, musical career, just in general, that you felt that you needed to voice that opinion. Can you imagine thinking that that was an option for you?
He's masturbating.
Can you imagine?
Don't do it.
I'm going to call Channel 4.
I've got him on video masturbating in here.
Yeah, I would like the sports report to be 7 minutes long, not 5.
Hey,
that's what I want.
That's why they make the radios with these things that change
call
the channels. Yeah.
Hey,
he's on a couch playing with himself.
Can't imagine thinking
Rosie,
that my opinion matters that much.
What did the maid service at Planet Hollywood say when they walked in your hotel room?
Yeah, he's on a couch playing with himself.
Yeah, maybe I'll come back later.
Is that button stuck?
Maybe
keeps
it
firing.
Yeah, I don't know why it keeps firing like that.
Well,
blame it on the
You're playing
the tech
it now,
guys.
But Abbott will be up in about 45 minutes.
Yeah, he's on a playing with himself.
You won't be doing it then.
You don't think?
What do you think a guy does all day? The kind of guy that calls a radio station to complain about a masturbation button being hit. What do you think a guy like that does all day?
Finish him.
I think so. I think he yells at it.
Yeah,
penis.
He probably does.
I look at my hand and I go,
finish him.
Genius.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't, you know, you're right. I'm sure that from time to time we're a bit inappropriate, but, you know, whatever, right?
But, as you just said, don't encourage it.
So, real quick TV review, because it's an unfinished project.
Well, you know what you need to do?
Finish him.
Right. Get to the end.
Finish
See if the cable gets fixed.
What's the bit in high school again? Incomplete, right? It's like, do you get an A,
I got
B,
a lot
or
of
C?
Those.
Right. I was just going to say, I assume, Sauce, you got a lot of incompletes.
Yeah.
This is an incomplete television review. Mm. But you guys remember we were geeking out about 2 weeks ago for the trailer for American Vandal?
Oh, yeah, Netflix.
Mockumentary where it was supposed to be like Making a Murderer or The Keepers. A real crime documentary, but it was a mockumentary because it was about somebody who had spray-painted 27 penises on 27 faculty members of a high school.
I do this for you.
I watched the first two episodes last night because they're like 30 minutes long.
Okay.
Yeah?
I laughed real hard about twice.
Okay, good.
In an hour. Real hard. Once when they did a jackass esque skit called Baby Farting, which is them running up to strangers who are pushing babies in strollers. They fart on them, and then they run away as fast as possible.
That's
called
funny.
Baby farting.
Why would they do that?
So far, I'm not sold. I'm not all in on this show, but the kid who is the main actor, the kid who's been accused of drawing the 27 penises on 27 vehicles, that kid's a genius.
Really?
Like, a straight up, he could not be playing dumbass penis drawer any better. Guys, I don't know if you knew this. He is a known penis drawer, which is why he's the main suspect. He has a past, a history of when the Spanish teacher's not looking, he constantly draws penises on the whiteboard.
They should put that as a review, you know, where it's like, Siskel, two thumbs up. Corey Cove, for a guy who plays a dumb penis drawer, he plays it great.
He's a genius.
Yeah.
I'll just give you this and tell me if you think you're in or not. And this is a spoiler.
All right.
Is a major spoiler.
I was going to watch.
But as you'll see, spoilers don't necessarily change your impact on whether you're going to like American Vandal. And I don't even know if I like it yet. The concept makes me laugh more than the actual show so far. Let's just say one of the big twists in the first two episodes is one of the guys breaking down the case realizes that all 27 penises, because he's examined the drawings, when he compares it to Dylan's penises that have been drawn on the whiteboard from his file, he notices that all of the whiteboard penises have ball hair.
Genius.
And the ones that are on the vehicles do not. And Dylan is very excited to realize that, no, I never forget the ball hair. It's pretty crucial. And he's very thrilled that he thinks that this guy has put together a super compelling case that may finally get Dylan back in school. He's been expelled for this.
Really?
I'm on the fence on American Vandal, but man, that concept is just, it makes me laugh. It is 100% shot like Making a Murderer, right? Graphics
right.
off the
right.
charts. They have some computerized models of, like, you know, vantage points of where people could have been when things happened. There's an HJ at a summer camp, and they have a very graphic, computerized model of what that would look like and possible people who could see it. And if it happened on the dock, where could the counselors have been? Could they have seen it? It's just pure, pure stupidity. So I walked away from two episodes going, all right, I don't know if I like this yet, but the takeaway for me is, I love where we're at with television because Netflix is clearly doing anything the F that it wants.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody said, why don't we do this? And Netflix just goes, go for it. Who cares?
Right, do it.
Have you seen our stock price?
Yeah.
Who cares? We're making so much money.
Do whatever you want.
Do whatever you want.
Somebody's going to like it or they won't.
Yeah.
I got this great guy to play Dylan. He's going to be a genius.
I'm Dylan.
Is it him?
I'm Dylan.
It's not the Dylan that does the traffic reports in the afternoon here on The Fan.
That's a brilliant bit.
I'm Dylan.
Yeah, this Dylan is more brilliant.
Yeah, he's a known
penis drawer. Again, I'm not using the word that they use, but there's a little more alliteration to it.
Oh, it's so great. Again, you're right, because you know what? That is somebody sitting around like we do, idiots.
Yeah.
I don't know why I called it.
Idiots.
It's funnier to say it that way.
Yeah, going, yeah, we should do a show about blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, let's take it to Netflix.
Sure.
Yeah, call them. It's like South Park.
Well, what's our mockumentary going to be about? Instead of like a murder or systematic cover-ups of sexual abuse within the priesthood like the Keepers, why don't you have a guy spray paint a bunch of penises on teachers' cars? Yeah, but why would we care if he did it or not? It doesn't matter. It'd just be funny. Because he's a known D-drawer.
Right. That's brilliant.
Oh, my word. Mostly stupid so far, but I laughed real hard at the baby farting bit.
I'll watch it.
I'm Dylan, and this is baby farting. What? What are they doing?
Oh, so he literally does that. Even?
Oh, yeah, it's just like Jackass. They look right into the camera. It's the Wayback Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the name of their crew because they've known each other for a long time. They go way back.
They're the Wayback Boys.
Brilliant. That's pretty good,
or
man.
Or is it? Right? It doesn't matter if it's brilliant or not. It's just they can do whatever they want.
There. Yeah. It exists.
It exists. Greenlight it. Right, that's the guy. Whoever runs Netflix, that's the job. Hey, I want to do so-and-so. Greenlight it.
Yeah, go. Do it.
Hey, here's a bag of money.
Yeah, hey, Seinfeld wants to come back. Greenlight it. Hey, Chelsea Handler wants to take her top off and do a talk show. Greenlight it.
Yeah, go.
Hey, Aziz Ansari wants to do a modern-day Seinfeld. Greenlight it. Anything they want, they do. Kind of like us. Right, Abbott? Front page sports.
You know what this is, right?
Prophets of Rage.
Yeah, it is, man.
This is Be Real from Cypress Hill, right?
I believe that is who that is, yes. Yeah, I really like this record. Again, if you're going for a workout, turn this on and turn it up real loud. The whole record's great.
I'm not saying it doesn't kick ass, because it's still Tom Morello. I get that. But
right.
Whether it's Audio Slave or Prophets of Rage or anything else they've done, it's just not the same without Zach. Morello needs Zach. Zach needs Morello. You complete me.
I couldn't agree more, but I will not make the same mistake with Prophets of Rage I made with Audio Slave. I'm going to like it while it still exists.
Yeah, can we get Rage Against the Machine to exist again?
That'd be cool.
Is that too much to ask?
What
it sounds like it is.
I don't know. I can't do it.
You know what? You know how it would work if Netflix was making this decision?
Go ahead.
Greenlight it. Get Zach and Tom back together. The Power Trip Morning Show returns right after this on The Fan.
Welcome back, Power Trippers. Thanks for tuning in. I do appreciate it. And for those of you offended, I do apologize for the amount of masturbation talk on today's show. We'll cut it at least in half today.
In half?
At least in half today.
Why don't we try to cut it in half every day the rest of the week?
Okay. We got a long way to go in the first hour, though, because
we'll have it up yesterday. Right, and then tomorrow we'll cut it in half. And then on Friday, we'll cut it in half. And that's even with John Kreisel here. We'll ask him to cut it in half from Thursday's number as well. So a lot of work to get done between now and Friday, but we can do it. By the way, were you at your tattoo guy's place because you're getting yet another tattoo? Man, you just won't stop.
Yeah, I'm a dirt ball. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going until I'm covered. I'm going to get another guy's body tattooed on mine.
Oh, who is?
Somebody sexy. Oh. Somebody with good abs and...
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah, right. Somebody with a sweet chest and great abs. Maybe even a huge wang.
Well, that's not me.
And so I didn't say, yeah.
Or Corey. Well,
how do you know? I saved a guy once with mine.
If I may, please interrupt you.
I pulled him out of the ocean.
He saved my life with his Janssen. All right.
Yeah, remember how you...
I'll never disrespect it.
Remember how Indiana Jones was saved by that giant python that was thrown to him in the quicksand?
Right.
Yeah.
Picture Chris upside down in a wave in the... I don't know. What water is that? The Caribbean, I guess, kind
of? Who knows?
Who knows?
Probably a hurricane in it.
Yeah.
And there I was. Drifting.
Just walking down the street.
And I saved him.
It was like puddle of mud. I was drifting and dying. And I reached out.
And now you're here.
And here I am.
Yeah, so knock it all you want, Sauce.
Yeah.
How many lives has your penis saved?
Saved?
Saved. Not slayed.
Or saved.
Oh, zero.
Zero.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
zero. Right.
We don't know for sure if Chris would have drowned, but I know that it gave him a chance to survive.
It did. Gave me a...
And lessened his chance to drown.
It gave me something to believe in.
Yep! Is that Cher?
It sounded like it. I could hardly believe it
when I heard the news today. It's all falling apart for the Minnesota Twins. The New York Yankees won 5-2 over the Minnesota Twins.
Basketball.
Barrios, 3 1/3. 5 hits, 3 runs, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. Look it up on your phone. Kepler hit his 18th home run of the season. The good news is, though, that the Indians beat the Angels 6-3 in California. So the Twins still lead the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim by a game and a half. The Twins have another game in New York today, Cologne versus something called Luis Severino?
Oh, yeah, old Sev.
Yeah, it was Severino.
Called him Sevy back in high school.
Yes, they did.
Did you guys know that even though the Twins have 11 games remaining, the next 8 are on the road? So they just had 2 games in New York, 8 more still in a row on the road before they come back and finish up home against Detroit for the final 3. So this is a grind.
The thing about it, I believe we, and correct me if I am wrong here, but I believe I heard last night on the PTI television show.
Okay.
That we have 8 games versus Detroit left.
It's 7.
7?
Yep.
Then we're good.
4 on the road, 3 at home.
Yeah.
We're good then, because they're terrible.
Yeah. Their last 3 are versus Detroit, and they basically quit.
Yeah, they quit, so we're good. We'll be all right.
But you think about it from this standpoint, from a baseball standpoint, and I'm sure if John Motis were here, he would disagree. Think of how many of these teams are mathematically out. There are a lot. Have been mathematically out for about a month and a half. You've been playing baseball since February. Just stop. I would.
I don't think they're allowed.
Are we going to the playoffs? No. Okay, well, then I'm hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I make a great teammate. Let other people play.
2017 is now officially the record holder for home runs in a season. We talked about it yesterday, and we basically predicted that it would be broken yesterday, and it was. Alex Gordon hit home run number 5,694 for Major League Baseball this season, breaking the record for the year 2000. 31 players have hit 30 home runs or more. Stanton has 55, Judge has 44, Bellinger has 38. In 2000, 11 teams hit at least 200 home runs. We're already at 13 teams that have done it this year, and there are 2 teams that are just shy of 200. So we're going to be at least 15 teams this year that have hit 200 home runs or more.
That's amazing.
Most home runs ever hit in a season.
Home runs are
And there's
are
still
sweet.
A week and a half to go.
I'm a big fan of home runs. I like seeing them.
Chicks dig the long ball, man.
Yeah, of course. It's great.
Okay.
Well, it is. I mean, it's better than pitcher's duels. Those are boring.
They are boring. You are correct. Justin Upton, no relation to Kate, hit a 444-foot home run for the Los Angeles Angels last night.
Okay.
It's in the news because of where it landed. It landed in a Sherwin-Williams oversized paint can. Ooh. And they've been running a $1 million promotion all season long. And if it lands in the can, they would donate $1 million to the Angels Baseball Foundation.
Oh, my gosh. $1 million.
But there's a catch.
Jeez.
The Angels say it's not going to count.
Why?
Because the ball landed in front of the can and bounced in to the can. Well,
come on.
It has to land in the can on the fly. So here's forget that for a second, because that is... a little nitpicky, but at the end of the day, the promotion was you have to hit it all the way into the can and stay in the can, not bounce into the can like it did. Look, I'm all for charity. I'm all for philanthropy.
Sounds like.
Why is this for charity? What? honestly, couldn't you get people in the stands? And can you imagine if somebody hit a home run into a paint can and somebody in the stadium wins $1 million?
That'd be sweet.
Instead of just, well, who gets the million? It's going to the Angels Baseball Foundation. Well, what do? They help people. Well, that's nice, but...
Yeah.
Can you imagine the ovation that home run would get if somebody in the stands had just won $1 million?
More incentive to go.
Right. I like that they're turning baseball outfields into rock and jock baseball.
Yeah. Yeah. Was Dan Cortez playing?
Right.
Dan Cortez.
Nice reference.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
Is he still with us?
I don't know, man, but that just hit me out of nowhere.
Is Daisy Fuentes doing the color commentary?
Right. Here comes Big and Tough. Big and...
Big and Tough?
Big and Tough.
No, I don't, no, you'll get there.
Big and...
The guy just died.
Yeah, I know.
You'll get there.
Big and...
Big is second. That's why you're screwing it up.
Oh. I can't remember.
It's Robin Big.
Robin Big. That's it, yes. Robin Big.
He's still with
she's
us.
She's on the Howard Stern Show.
No, the other guy died.
No, sorry. Dan Cortez is still with us.
Attention.
Okay.
Yes, Dan Cortez is still with us. How badass was the 50-point shot in Rock and Jock basketball?
Rock and Jock basketball wailed. It was brilliant. And then they had the one basket that was way up in the air.
Yeah, that was the 50-point basket.
Yeah, but they needed to stand on something to shoot it.
I don't remember, but the 50-pointer was the one that was 30 feet above the hoop or whatever it was, and you just had to chuck it up like a moron and try to get it in there. It was awesome.
Yeah. I'm going to YouTube Rock and Jack Mass.
But baseball teams, take note of this.
Right.
Right. Have targets in the outfield, and if things break, if things, you know, have little fishing nets, and if it goes in the net, somebody gets X.
Yeah.
Not ecstasy. More like they get blank, they get a car, they get $1 million, whatever. Get sponsorships with insurance policies. This isn't hard, people. Why do I have to come up with everything?
You don't have to, but we're glad you do.
Former Timberwolf Dante Cunningham has decided to re-sign with the New Orleans Pelicans instead of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Well, that's BS.
Sounds like the Wolves were in the mix and they wanted him, but he signs a one-year, $2.3 million deal with the Pelicans instead of the Timberwolves.
What?
I don't know.
That's
So now it sounds like the Wolves are going to focus on either Gerald Green, Thomas Robinson, C.J. Watson, Aaron Brooks, somebody like that. Who knows? Who cares? The Wolves have three open roster spots remaining. Training camp starts Saturday in...
San Diego.
San Diego.
Oh, when is that?
Saturday.
I'll be out there, man. Maybe when? I'll stop on by and say hi.
You're going to be out in San Diego this Saturday.
That's right.
What? How is that possible?
What do you mean? I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to get on a plane.
Discovered by the Germans.
That's right.
In 1904. They named it San Diego.
Baby.
Which, of course, in German means a whale's vagina.
Is that really what it means?
Sure. The Minnesota Wild host Winnipeg tomorrow night at the X. Preseason game number two, although preseason game number one included essentially nobody that actually plays. No offense, Charlie Coyle. They beat Winnipeg Monday in a shootout thanks to a Ryan Malone goal. It's a Wild Wednesday. Mark Parrish will break down all things Wild 50 minutes from now.
You know, I'm going to do you guys a favor when I'm out in California this weekend.
What are you going to California for? I want to go.
Well, you can if you'd like. I mean, I was your Uber last time we went on a road trip. Well,
yeah, but you don't have to pay for it, though. Wait, you paid for me to get out there the last time.
Yeah.
Is Paul Simon playing out there?
Probably. No, I'm playing at a country music festival in Huntington Beach, California on Sunday.
Charlie Huntington?
Charlie Huntington!
Boats everywhere.
For you. And the stage is right on the beach. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it, man.
Lucky. Is that Charlie?
I'm playing with Lady Antebellum on Sunday afternoon.
Who she does, or she, they do Girl Crush.
No, they don't.
I thought they did.
They don't. But that's okay. I mean,
oh, my God!
No, he's wrong.
Charlie Huntington.
But you
Huntington
do know,
Beach.
Like one of their famous songs. It goes,
Little Big Town. Sorry, Daddy.
That's the wrong version. Hold on. Maybe it's not. Oh, you'll know it in a minute. Hold on. It's a quarter after one. I'm a little drunk and I need you now.
How many times have I called you singing this?
About 14 times.
This week.
And it's like, just look over here. I'm right beside you.
Yeah.
You don't have to call me on my cell phone. For God's sakes, I'm laying right here.
Yeah. I think Carl Grimschmidt sang that once.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's funny. While I'm out there, I'm gonna look for Jenna Brantley. Nope, Jenna Bentley.
Who the hell is Jenna Bentley?
Good point. You make a great point.
She sounds like an adult film star.
She do.
Jenna Bentley.
She do, but she's
should
not.
Should I look her up?
Yeah.
It's for the show, right?
Of course. Yeah, we got to do some research. I'm gonna look her up, and I'm gonna say Jenna. Jenna. Playboy model Jenna Bentley.
Well, see, I was close.
I know that you're contemplating the future of your chest after an unfortunate incident. But may I...
What?
Yes. Would you like to know the story? Sounds like you don't know the story.
I don't know the
story.
I'll
tell you the story if you'd like to hear the story.
I'm confused. What was an unfortunate incident with her chest? And what is she thinking about doing?
Jeez.
You apparently Googled it.
Jenna Bentley, Playboy model, has appeared in Playboy and Maxim magazine, and she's got 36 E's. And they're natural, by the way. Not unnatural, although I don't have anything against it.
No.
Fakies.
Yeah.
But these are realies. Really nice. But they're getting in the way of her fitness regimen? And she doesn't know what to do. Jenna Bentley. That's J-E-N-N-A Bentley, as in the car, as I figure all of you are searching for her right now.
J-A-N-N-A? J-A-N-N-A?
No, J-E-N-N-A, Jenna. Not Jana. Jenna.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna says, I've started running and doing weights to keep in shape, but my breasts just get in the way.
Son of a...
I usually... You know, it happens to me, too.
Yeah, mine.
Yeah, running's tough, man.
I usually wear a super strength sports bra, but when I really let them fly, they sometimes pop right out. But then, guys, things got even worse. The other week, I was sprinting down the beach in California. See, this is what I'm talking about. This is the only reason we took this gig. Yeah. The other day, I was sprinting down the beach in California. I was just wearing a bikini, but I wanted a fast run out. It was a beautiful morning. The sun was rising. I was going full pelt, leaping over the waves on the shore, when suddenly...
This might be reason to join Instagram. Holy smokes.
I'm right in the middle of a news story. Please.
Yeah, let the man talk.
Please.
I'm right in the middle of something.
Would you interrupt Dan...
Brokaw?
Dan Brokaw?
The Russian TV commentator, Dan Brokaw.
Yeah, yes. You didn't know that he was Russian?
You somehow got He's Dan Rather and Tom Brokaw mixed up, and then you changed Brokaw's nationality.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
I'm looking at hoots.
Yeah, your brain doesn't work when you're looking at him.
Nobody's does.
Yeah, what?
There's no blood.
The George Costanza theory, right, is that if you eliminate sex from your mind, you think clearly,
right,
and you could be a genius.
Mm. I was running full pelt, leaping over the waves on the shore, when suddenly I felt something heavy smack against my chin.
Rosie!
It felt like I'd been sucker punched. It knocked me off balance and I fell over. There was nobody around. I looked down and my right boob had come out of my bathing suit, she said.
Oh, no, not that.
It was like someone had thrown an uppercut at the exact moment I jumped over a wave. It almost knocked me out.
What a story. Got my ass kicked by my own boob.
However.
Crazy.
Getting beaten up by your own booby isn't enough for Bentley to get under the knife. Instead, the Playboy Playmate has taken her query to her fans. Before I make a final decision, I've decided to put it to a vote. I want my fans to let me know what they think. I love my fans. I value their opinions. If I go through with it, I'll let everybody know.
It being a reduction?
Yes. I still want my boobies to be big, but I need them to be more manageable.
Well, I just checked her online poll, because she's had a poll up for like the last 3 days.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, I have too. I need to get the doctor to check it out.
1.3 million of her fans have voted. 1.35. I don't like to leave out the extra numbers. That's a lot of votes.
500,000.
1.3. That's not right. Okay. 1.35 million people have voted. Just a simple yes or no. Should I get a reduction?
Oh my God!
It's unanimous. No.
There's not been a single vote.
Nope, it's been unanimous. Wow. They have cried from the top of a mountain, no, don't.
Zero people voted no.
And then the man in black from Princess Bride said, there's a shortage of perfect breasts in this world. It'd be a pity to damage yours.
Here she says, I love them. They've been good to me. But I'm doing so much more cardio now, as well as weights. When I've told friends what I'm planning to do, they flat out tell me, no way. But there are others who understand my problem.
Those are good friends.
Yeah.
Keep them around.
Yeah. Are you talking about her boobies?
Well, yeah, or just your friends in general that say...
Well, let's be mean for a second, though, too.
No, let's not be mean.
No, let's be realistic slash mean.
I don't want to be mean.
Rosie, what were you doing during this story?
Those, based on your short internet research, those are her career. Right? If you eliminate those, her career is gone.
Yeah. Like, would I...
It's like your calves.
Right, my career would be gone.
Oh, my gosh, great point.
What would you have left if your calves are gone?
Yeah.
My voice?
Like if you had gotten a...
Oh, my God!
If you, Corey, had gotten a reduction on your monster...
You would have drowned.
I'd have drowned.
Yeah, you'd be dead. I wouldn't have a career.
Right.
So, technically...
I've saved two people's lives.
Yeah, I should pray and get on my knees and pray to Corey's monster.
Let's just... How about you just stay upright, please? I'm talking to you.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, I thought you were talking to... Who, me?
Who, me?
So, again, if you're... secretly Googling right now because you're driving in the car with your fiance or your girlfriend or your wife. It's Jenna Bentley.
Yeah.
J-E-N-N-A.
And you know what? Weigh in, right? I mean, let her know what you think.
Yeah. Why don't you tweet her and vote?
Yeah.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
It's time for the Power Trip Cast Quiz. We give you the castmates and the year the movie came out. You give us the movie. The castmates, Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel. The year, 2007. The answer, right after the... And now, the answer to the Power Trip Cast Quiz. The castmates, Nicolas Cage and Jessica Biel. The year, 2007. The answer, next. And now, back to the Power Trip.
I don't think I've ever heard of that one.
That was one of those movies that the idea was better than the actual movie, and they didn't execute it very well. And that was also basically the beginning of the end for Nick Cage before he just derailed and did straight-to-DVD movies. So the idea for Next was he was a magician, but one of the perks of his little gift was that he could see 2 minutes into the future. So he could predict things, you know, from a gambling perspective.
Oh,
he
knew, that's pretty awesome.
He knew
yeah.
which cards were going to come.
That'd be useful.
Right. So you could see the future and then make the correct decision based on what was going to happen in the next 2 minutes.
That's not bad.
Could be super, super interesting. Yeah. It wasn't. It really wasn't. And, you know, I know you love and I love too Julianne Moore. You've met her, right?
Oh, she's the best.
Right. She's the best. I would assume if Julianne Moore could do her entire career over, she would say, please take me out of that film.
Really?
Oh, man. It was maybe the worst performance she's ever had to. Script was stupid for her. The role was awful. Ugh. Ugh.
Mm.
Yeah, that's probably her do-over moment. Is don't put me in Next, please.
I would love, and you'll never. Well, maybe that's not true. Maybe you would. Wouldn't it be cool to have every actor answer that question?
What is their biggest regret?
Yeah, what is the one movie you shouldn't have done? Because I always hear people, and I always think it's interesting when somebody asks somebody, what's a movie you were offered that you should have taken?
Right, but, because we've been fascinated by that for years on this show about so-and-so was supposed to be so-and-so. And you're like, whoa. And of course, it's hindsight, but you're like, how could they turn that role down? That was such a gigantic hit. Well, maybe they didn't know it was going to be as big as it was, or maybe... there was another project that they thought was better, right? That's the Will Smith thing, right? Didn't Will Smith turn down The Matrix?
To do Wild Wild West.
Right, which is a horrific decision.
Right. Horrible.
Right, because The Matrix was a massive success. It was such a big success that they made two more. And Wild Wild West is one of the biggest bombs ever.
Ever.
It just thoroughly sucked, too.
Yeah.
Horrible film. Oh, is that, as a musician, Chris Hockey, is that an offensive question? Because... I've always wanted to know that about some of my favorite bands, too. If they could go back and say, geez, this song embarrasses the hell out of us. I wish that was off this album. Or, hey, is there a chorus you want back where there's a song that you love but you butchered the chorus? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you could say that about any kind of art.
Of course.
Not just acting. Just what would you just eliminate from your resume if you could?
I'm less in love with my my own stuff because I don't consider myself an artist, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. So I would guess that there are people who would be offended by that. Wouldn't offend me at all. I can tell you a number of things that I wish I had done differently. There's a song called Town Drunk on, I believe, my second album. Can't remember off the top of my head because I'm old. But I didn't sing it live before I recorded it. I sing it live completely differently than I recorded it, and I wish completely that I had taken the time to do it correctly. I screwed it up.
Oh, really?
The live version is much better than the one on the record.
Hmm.
There's a song called Got Me This Far, one of the key parts of my set, and it's one of my favorite songs I've ever done. I didn't write it. And I can't sing it live the way I sang it on the record. It's too low for me, so I have to sing it differently. If I had it to do all over again, I would sing it the way I sing it live instead of having to change it up.
We'll do it live.
Yeah, so, there you go. Yeah, so I don't think it's offensive, right, but I'm sure there. But you know how it is, dude. We talk about this all the time. People love to be offended.
Of course,
you know, especially stars. So you ask Topher Grace something that's you know, he's probably going to be offended by it.
Because I thought it was, again, I had, like all of our favorite bands, I have 9 billion questions for the guys in 311. And I asked, when we had Nick Hexum on the show like a couple years ago, when he was doing a show in Minneapolis, I asked him if there was a song that we'll probably never see again live. Have they retired any? And he basically just said that they had just gotten back from one of the cruises and they played a song called You Get Worked off of their album From Chaos.
Yeah.
And they were on the fence in general, and then even their diehards didn't react to it well.
Mm.
And he goes, you'll probably never see that song again live. So I'm like, all right, he's admitting.
That's pretty cool.
He's admitting, not that he hates the song, just that we're not doing that anymore. It's just not, it's not working anymore.
Right.
And that song's, 16 years old or something.
Dave has songs like that.
But I wonder if that, and that's just the live replaying of a song, but I wonder if just in general, there's a song or two or three that every band would say, man, why did we put that on an album? That's such a garbage song.
Right.
It's just not indicative of how good we are or how creative we are. It's just a garbage filler song. And I wish it was gone. I wish it was just eliminated from Earth.
Yeah.
I'm very curious.
You're a curious kind of guy. That's the rumor anyway.
I have a lot of questions.
Yeah. There may be a guy named Jordan Judson listening to us right now in Superior, Minnesota.
Okay.
No, his name is Jenna Bentley.
Where the hell is Superior, Minnesota?
Isn't that Lake Superior?
Well, no.
Yeah, it's Superior, Wisconsin.
That's Superior,
though, right?
Wisconsin, right. I wonder if it's close.
I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
Or how that works.
But it has to be because this is
like
from
Is this like a Kansas City thing where there's a Superior, Minnesota and a Superior, Wisconsin?
Maybe there is.
It's like right over the border?
Yeah, because there's a Union City, Indiana and Union City, Ohio, and they're literally attached.
I love that the people that are living in Superior, Minnesota right now are going, God, these guys are dumb.
According to this map.
Especially if it's in Duluth.
I put it in Superior, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't a Superior, Minnesota.
All right, so this is a mistake by the reporter here.
It must be Superior, Wisconsin.
Like it's right, yeah.
But 23-year-old Jordan Judson in Superior, what I'm going to say is Wisconsin.
Double J? Fish hooks?
Yep. Double J. Arrested last week for drawing in wet cement.
Oh, God. And Jordan Justin's a known D-drawer.
Oh, yeah. JJ.
Devil fish hooks.
JJ.
Pocket hooks, man.
He did draw his name. I'm sure the giant J's too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And then a giant D as well.
So he did.
He did. He really did.
I was joking, but he went there. Yep. And in classic Jordan fashion, left his name as evidence.
Here I am. Didn't have room for his address, I guess. Now, a few construction workers did spot him doing it and called the cops. But again, he left his name right there.
Right, it wasn't going to be hard to figure out. Can I ask the other obvious question?
Well, please, yes.
Was this a self-portrait?
Oh, good question.
Right, how giant was this?
Like
dong da dong dong dong.
Like the Walk of Fame in Hollywood? Did he leave an imprint?
Just dipped it.
Right.
Dip.
Yeah, deal. Let me hold it here for a minute before the concrete sets over it.
Tip.
Oh, waited a little too long.
Right? I'm stuck.
How great is the scene in The Office when Michael Scott realizes that there's wet cement out in front of the building and he runs back in. He's like, we don't have time. Quick, I need an idea. What am I going to do? What am I going to write? And Dwight's idea is to put his face in the wet cement like the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Yeah, right.
And he's just like, I love it! And he runs back out and puts like saran wrap over his face and they like concoct some kind of scuba gear bit so he can dip his face in the cement but still breathe. It's so goddamn stupid.
I don't remember
stupid.
That episode.
God, that show's so brilliant.
So
yeah.
good, man. Every time I think I've seen every one of them, I realize I haven't.
Man, I love The Office.
So
brilliant.
The city has to totally redo that section of the sidewalk. It costs $13,000. So now Jordan Double J's.
$13,000 to fix one stretch of cement?
How expensive is GD concrete?
That can't be right.
I don't know. How big was the pinois?
I don't. Yeah.
Maybe it's an entire city block.
Well, if it was an entire city block, now we're talking.
It's a city block
and
of.
Get that guy. Yeah. Yeah. It's a rock block.
Oh, careful. Well, boy, that made my heart
go. Well, wait
flutter.
A minute. Think about it. So, you know, if one of your guys steps in when you're hitting on a gal and blocks you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That phrase would be very apropos
Hell
for
yeah.
this. This is a literal bleep block.
Yeah, right. I dare you to cross this block.
Right. Gross.
So he faces 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine because it's a felony. It's over $13,000 in damage.
He gets a $10,000 fine for $13,000 in damage.
Well, he could be in jail with you know, rapists and murderers
sure, right.
for drawing a giant C.
I have a slight idea. Why don't we make it a $13,000
right.
fine and make him, I don't know, pay for it.
Yeah. Have him work it off.
Yeah, pour the C.
Yeah, and then don't draw C's.
Ah, great song.
Don't draw C's as a song?
I wonder what that noise is.
Is it a guitar?
No, I don't think so.
Matters after this, scores and stats around the world of sports. Then Mark Parrish joins in 30 minutes. This is the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Brought to you by Chris Lindahl and his team with RE/MAX results.
People talking and they're saying that you're leaving.
John
White, yep. man. So unhappy.
Ah, oh, what a song.
Kiss my ass!
No, I won't. Well, okay, come on over. Whatever. We always wish for money, Corey.
Yeah, that makes two of us.
We always wish for fame.
Yeah. All right.
That's just me.
Money wails.
Some things are never gonna change. This is a song from the greatest soundtrack to one of the top five movies of all time.
Teen Wolf 2?
John Waite. The song is called Change. It's from the movie Vision Quest.
God.
It's great, dude. And again, I know it's horrible. I've watched it maybe more than any other movie I've ever watched that wasn't on TV all the time, if you
or
know what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't hold up?
No, it's terrible. But I love it so much.
That's okay.
I love this movie so much, I started wrestling for the wrestling team because I loved it so much.
You were willing to sacrifice the form and shape of your ears forever.
Absolutely.
Because you wanted to be loud and swaying so badly.
Yeah, I did. I wanted to jump rope. And I wanted to have a torrid affair with a woman at least 10 years older than me while I was in high school.
Well, we all did.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think the woman who he had the torrid affair with is still like an actress. I think she's... I wonder who that was.
Helen Mirren.
Oh, boy, I wish.
Betty White.
Again, I wish.
Estelle Getty.
I think she's dead.
Katie Couric.
Is her name... Carla?
Yes, Carla. Who played Carla?
Linda Fiorentino?
Fiorentino, sure. Yeah.
The only thing recently she's been in is Once More with Feelings.
Okay.
What planet are you from? She was in Men in Black.
Yeah.
That's it. She was in Men in Black.
Yeah.
What was she in Men in Black? Oh, yeah. She was like
the main gal.
Oh, sorry.
There.
Yeah.
No, sorry. She was Laurel Weaver.
Yeah, she was the woman who was kinky with the... wanted to do it where the dead bodies were, remember?
Oh, yeah, your dad?
Morgue bitch, sure.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's hot.
And now it's time for What Really Matters.
She's still hot.
Brought to you by Lutherauto.com.
Torrid affair.
I need to have her on the show. And by the show, I mean...
Careful.
The power trip.
What Really Matters works like this. I read scores and stats around the world of sports, and Chris Hockey in between my little sports notes will change your life with pure garbage.
Man, and I apologize in advance. I'm all riled up today.
Why?
I don't know.
You're all jacked for Fargo next Friday?
That could be it. I could be jacked for going what to the beach and helping that lady keep her jugs from bouncing out of her bathing suit.
Yeah, what was her name again?
I don't know. Linda Fiorentino?
Jenna Bentley.
Hey, now remember.
Jenna Bentley.
That Abbott is up. Don't play the cop video bit yesterday. Because you guys won't.
I won't.
No, you won't.
Nope, won't do
it. Percent chance that's her birth name. Because when you said it, I'm like, that's an adult film actress name.
Who likes to masturbate?
And then she ended up being a Playboy model. Yankees. Speaking of that. Yankees 5-2 over the Minnesota Twins. Yankees and Twins.
Yeah.
It's a weird transition. Yeah, Yankees 5-2 over the Twins. The Twins are mostly falling apart, but luckily... so are the Angels. The Angels lost 6-3 to the Indians, so the Twins still a game and a half behind, or excuse me, ahead of Anaheim for that second wild card spot. There's something like six games now behind New York for the first wild card spot. Not that it really matters. Eight more games in a row on the road for the Twins. One in New York, four in Detroit, and then three at Cleveland. Yikes.
It's okay.
That's aggressive, though.
Yeah.
Hey!
Look at Pear Bear's here early.
What are you doing, Pear Bear?
Hi.
Yeah, that's her. That's
early Jenna Pear Bear.
See that thing on the right there?
She should stop considering that.
Yeah, that one's the one that came out and hit her in the chin. The one on the right.
Damn near knocked her out.
Yeah.
Uppercut. Body blow. Body blow. Yeah. Go for the knockout.
Hit her harder than McGregor hit Mayweather.
Thank you, my sweetheart.
What really matters is this.
Love you. Hey, did you know...
oh, you're talking about...
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Today is Guy Lafleur's birthday.
Oh, really?
What a sweet name.
That's one of the all-time hockey great names. Not to mention great players.
I don't
really?
Even, yeah. I believe him. Hootie?
Was he a...
the Blowfish, I believe.
Hey, was he a Nordique?
Who, Guy Lafleur?
No, he was a
Guy Lafleur.
Thanks,
Montreal.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Hey. Montreal.
Hi. How you doing?
Good to see you.
Can we still talk about movies that are way worse now?
Yeah, we can talk about whatever you want.
Sure.
Do you have a movie?
Have a seat. So a movie that sucks, but you still love it even though it thoroughly sucks? Go for it.
It just happened to last week, Red Dawn.
Oh, yeah, the original?
Oh, Lord, it's horrible.
I never saw it.
And all the stars.
You would hate it apart.
Patrick Swayze.
Oh, sure, giant names, right?
Charlie
Sheen. That's why they redid it.
Oh, yeah, they did redo it.
What was it, Colombia and Russia somehow invade, like,
China.
Montana?
No, you're right.
Without us noticing?
Right.
Just an entire country army comes in
Thomas Howell.
To the middle of the country and nobody notices. And it just attacks a high school for no reason.
So didn't see him flying overhead or
it's so good.
Walking
it's so bad.
From the coast?
No, nothing.
Okay.
Not a chance.
Jennifer Grey's in it?
Yeah, Jennifer Grey's in it.
Dancing.
The girl from...
forced my amazing wife to sit through it last week and I enjoyed thoroughly.
So it's good?
It's great.
When it came out, it was absolutely unbelievable. I must have saw it about a dozen times.
Do you know how hard
I cried? And then you watch it again 30 years later.
Yeah,
you know, maybe your tastes change when you're an adult and maybe like common sense kicks in maybe at some point. I don't know. But I would love to actually watch it with Corey and I would love to hear him nitpick it because it's spectacular.
Well, 80s movies are kind of my jam.
That's
Goonies.
That's what I'm saying.
Weekend at Bernie's.
It's right there
Revenge
for
of the
you.
Nerds, Teen Wolf.
Putting it on a tee.
Back
for
to
you.
The Future. They're all classics.
This is the tagline. It is the dawn of World War III in Midwestern America. A group of teenagers band together to defend their town, their country, from the invading Soviet forces.
C. Thomas Howell, also known as Pony
horrible.
Boy. Dude, it's so good.
Oh, it's awesome.
Right
awesome.
What really matters is this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should see that movie, but it's good. Oh, here we go. The first athlete to ever earn $1 million was a bare-knuckle boxer by the name of John L. Sullivan. And that was in 1882.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's some straight cheddar.
Holy crap. Yeah, that's,
baby.
What's that, like $100 million these days?
Probably.
That's a 1882.
What was the... James Sullivan was the was the monster from
Sully.
Monsters, Inc.
Sully. Yep.
I thought it was John for a second. It was James, right?
Sully.
Mm-hmm.
James P. Sullivan,
James
I think.
James P. Sullivan. Very good. Great memory.
Damn it.
Boo.
Clearly you don't drink enough.
Boo.
Yeah.
You got a good memory.
Boo.
The Minnesota Wild hosts Winnipeg tomorrow night at the X, preseason game number 2. Your guy Ryan Malone scored the shootout winner Monday when essentially no one except for Coyle that's in the regular lineup played, but Coyle played and scored a goal. And then your guy Malone with the game winner in the shootout.
Yeah, looked good. He's actually was surprised at how good he felt when he was skating this summer at the Beauty League. And he skated a few times, and actually he looked good, a little out of shape because he hadn't been skating quite as hard as the other guys. But yeah, he said he felt good, and his whole plan was more or less to see if he could get a deal in Iowa and play for the Olympics was his goal. And I think he's realized a little bit that his style of game, what he brings to the table, is actually something the Wild could use. Hmm. So if he could somehow find a way to get back in shape and keep up with the speed, that's the toughest part, is just being away from the speed. If he can pick that back up, he might have a chance at sticking, which would be absolutely awesome. He chose the right number.
21?
Nobody noticed? Yeah, I told him I left a lot of goals in there for him.
Oh, is that right?
A lot of goals left there in there for him.
Well, that's
so
nice.
I'm glad he's using him.
How many teams did you wear the number 21 for? Most? How many NHL
half
numbers?
Half and half. 21 and 37.
Those were year two?
No, or 27 for 1 year.
Were those
that's a forgettable year.
Gotcha. What really matters is this.
Great point, Cor.
Thanks.
Yep. The world's oldest beer receipt is from the year 2055 BC. It's from Sumer, which is where, of course, you guys know southern Iraq is today.
Of course. Yeah.
And the amounts and types of beer served to different people is carved in a stone tablet. It's signed by Jess Vrasper, and he left a nice tip.
He left a nice what?
Tip.
Oh.
No, I wasn't talking about what's-her-face anymore. Oh.
Well, and of course, Earth is only 6,000 years old, so that's 4,000 years ago. So just 2,000 years in, somebody figured out how to make beer. Isn't that insane?
Yeah, that's
in the membrane,
pretty good. It's insane in the membrane.
You should play that song.
Are you guys familiar with Charles Peanut Tillman?
I know who Charles Nelson Reilly is.
Who the hell is that?
The genius from Match Game.
Come on, you don't...
He's dead.
How could you not know?
He's dead.
He's dead.
Well, he's dead.
I don't know who that is.
That seems impossible.
You need to watch more Game Show Network.
No, I'm busy.
Like I did in my 20s. I was just...
horny.
Killing it. Charles Peanut Tillman is training currently at the FBI Training Academy in Quantico, Virginia. He's 36 years old. Has a criminal justice degree from Louisiana Lafayette. He's going to be in the FBI. He wants to be an FBI agent. He's 36 years old. He doesn't play football anymore.
He was a Viking killer.
Former NFL All-Pro cornerback, Charles Tillman.
He was very good.
What about him again? I wasn't listening.
Two-time Pro Bowler, NFL Walter Payton Man of the Year in 2013. He won the NFL Salute to Service Award in 2012. He's going to be in the FBI.
I think that's pretty cool of him.
Mm-hmm. That guy doesn't like sitting still.
Nope. A lot of former athletes, they find like just a cushy radio gig or like TV gig, and they just... wake up with their coffee in the morning and be like, oh, gosh, here's what I used to
do. Let's go talk about drugs on the radio.
Oh, man, Red Dawn.
Here's all the numbers I used to have.
Wonder if it hit her in the chin.
Left a lot of goals in that jersey.
That's what a lot of people do. This guy's like, I want to help out and save people and investigate things. He has future goals as opposed to past goals.
What a loser.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Predator.
You guys are funny.
Fan 5 after this, AJ Mansoor right around the corner. Then 1 hour from now, Mark Rosen joins the Power Trip Morning Show. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the...
Sorry, I had to call an audible.
Hey, if you're going to call an audible, make sure you look for the Samuel Adams text code at any participating Cub liquor stores in the metro, and you could win a trip to Las Vegas for a November weekend. Standard message and data rates apply. Confirmation text will be sent. No purchase necessary. Ends October 2nd, 2017. And it is just about 7 o'clock. Mark Parrish is here. I am here. We have 311 tickets to give away, and I have smoothie gift cards for the Tropical Smoothie Cafe to give away at some point in the next hour. That's your Lexus lineup brought to you by Lexus of Maplewood, Lexus of Wayzata.
Good morning, everybody. That was the voice of AJ Mansoor, and this is a fantastic song called Love and Affection by the band Nelson. Gunner and Matthew Nelson, the two sexy twins with the long blonde hair, turned 50 years old today.
Gunner. Was Gunner one of the kids from Mighty Ducks 2?
Ball from the Iceland team, right?
Yeah.
I just watched that.
Yeah, Julie the Cat Gaffney.
My wife's in that movie, actually.
Say what?
Yeah. She's got a couple of scenes in the crowd there.
Yeah?
Really?
When they call in the female... for the backup coach.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's right there in the front row with her sister and her mom. Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
For the line switch.
Yeah. When they needed a coach because Coach Bombay was running late or didn't show up on time or whatever.
Damn it, Bombay.
He was doing some.
I think he was doing lines in the bathroom.
What cool thing has your wife not gotten to do? Right? Family Feud, Mighty Ducks, Mark Parrish.
Probably lost her on that one right there. I don't know how cool that one is, but. I'm sure she's probably sick of it by now.
Well, who isn't?
A couple of things before we get into Fan 5, a couple of things from the emailers. Number one, another movie from Scott, a movie that sucks, but we loved when we were kids, and he's so right. Better Off Dead with John Cusack and Burger.
Yes!
Remember where the hamburgers dance around?
I want my $2!
Yeah, to Everybody Wants Some by Van Halen?
Yep.
Never seen it.
Oh, it's spectacular.
You've never seen Burger? What's the name of the hill? In my memory, Corey, you'd remember this.
I never saw it.
You never saw Better Off Dead with Booger?
Are you kidding me?
Didn't see it.
With Booger?
No.
I don't remember Booger's name.
I don't either.
What is his name?
His real name is Curtis Armstrong.
That's it. Thank you. But he'll always be Booger to me.
Yeah. Dudley Dawson.
He'll always be Booger to me.
That's Booger.
What?
His name is Booger.
His name is Booger. He'll always be Booger. So that's that. And then also, Kevin from Duluth writes in. He says, you realize that Superior, Wisconsin, going back to this story about the guy carving the, he says, you realize Superior, Wisconsin is the same city where a guy named Brian Hathaway got busted for getting on with a dead deer on the side of the road.
Oh, yeah.
That's hot.
I remember that story.
I don't remember that story
at all. Yeah, yeah.
I mean,
I know I would have remembered that story.
That's like the horniest person in America.
Yeah,
that is. I mean, that's, there's nothing.
Classic Scotty. Right?
Was the deer alive when he started?
No, that's the point, I guess. I guess.
Oh. He saw an opportunity, right? Scotties are opportunistic when it comes to intercourse with dead animals.
Is that right?
Yeah, they pounce.
But they don't have to, though.
They pounce.
Oh, wait, I just got a text.
It takes like 30 seconds for a deer to just start reeking.
Okay, have you ever smelled a Scotty?
Yeah. K-12, dude. K-12, that's right! Ben Lieber K-12. With the win. K-12. Thank you, Ben.
That's a movie.
Big sexy coming through on that one. That's the mountain. The K-12.
The Cusack's got a boy, Benny, attaboy.
In what? Better Off Dead?
Dude, you got to watch it. It's an 80s movie that's just terrible, but it's wonderful.
Well, Sauce hasn't seen any of the good 80s movies.
No.
He's never seen Teen Wolf, Weekend at Bernie's, Revenge of the Nerds.
Goonies.
You're missing
that trash.
Goonies is incredible.
Yeah.
Ben, you came through for me. That would have killed me all day long. Thank you. Because I'm not good at Google. Awesome! Jill, you're welcome for the Nelson. I'm getting all kinds of love for playing Nelson this morning. Thank you. Everybody is.
No one likes Nelson.
If Nelson is listening, they're like, please don't put us in the spotlight. We don't want Twitter hate. Just pretend we don't exist, please.
Hey, you know what? Sam Van Moore, bassist for world famous band. What's the name of the band again now?
Fooky.
That's right, thank you.
He hates Nelson.
No, he loves
him.
It. He probably does,
No one likes Nelson.
He also said K-12, and he also,
nice.
Since I know you're listening, we need to add this song to the playlist, don't you think?
Amen.
Because we're playing, what are we playing, the Pond Hockey Championships?
Yes, we are.
In January?
Mm-hmm.
That's wrapping up!
Means I got to get to work now.
Is that the Youngstead bit?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Hey, I think we need to...
Maynard's?
Yeah, Maynard's.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll be there.
I think we need to get Corey on guitar for this show.
Yes.
Corey, we'll play 311 if you'll come to a Fooky show.
I would love an excuse to learn 311.
Yeah, you got
to
just take the stuff that you have in your basement, you know, in that one room that, like, only adults are allowed to go into with that big swing in the middle. You know the room I'm talking about.
Randy
put it up.
I thought that was... Oh, that's right. You did get a...
Remember the gift Randy gave you in your basement?
A different kind of sport court.
I don't think you have a key for it, though.
Well, I didn't understand. You know, Harper recently had that concussion.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, I don't know if I really want her on a swing. So he's like, I'll just lock the door then and just we'll never let her go in there. So yeah, no one has gone in that room since he put the swing in there.
No one?
No one.
Does your wife have a key to it?
Yeah, but she doesn't use it.
Never made out in dark hallways. This life a mess. You know? Blah, 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 blah.
What a waste of a room.
That's what I said, but whatever.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
If you want Randy, how would you find him?
Drillitpounditscrewit.com.
Yeah, and if you want Fan 5,
Randy.
You know where to go. Somewhere else.
No, you go right here.
And it's brought to you by our friends at Great Clips.
Thank you, Great Clips.
Thanks, Great Clips.
I always get a great clip when I go to Great Clips.
Is that right?
I always walk out here and I say, this place is appropriately named.
Okay.
Justin Upton hit a 444-foot home run in Los Angeles against Cleveland, and it landed in an oversized Sherwin-Williams paint can, and they've been running a $1 million promotion all year that if it landed in that can, they would donate $1 million to the Angels Baseball Foundation, which, that just sounds like an awful foundation.
I think it sounds wonderful.
Are they raising money for baseball? Are they raising money for a baseball team?
They're raising money.
They're raising money.
Who cares?
I want to raise money.
Yeah, if they're raising
money for myself.
If they're raising money for Angels, then I'm glad Abbott almost got $1 million.
So the Angels have already said they are not going to be awarded $1 million because it bounced into the paint can.
That's BS.
It didn't land in it on the fly. It bounced in. Landed short, bounced in.
I wonder how that's worded. That could be
great
fought a little bit. There was in Florida, they had that $1 million, the puck through the tiny little hole there, the five hole.
Ouch.
And they make it so it barely fits through, right? There's clear plastic on the back that nobody can
see. This song wails.
And somebody put it where it just stopped right in the middle. And they said, well, no, it didn't go through. Well, the guy took him to court and it didn't have to go all the way in. Just had to be in or go through it, had to be in the hole.
Mm-hmm.
You take people to court for that?
And he won
for $1 million.
Yeah, he won.
Wow,
the sponsor didn't want to pay it because he didn't think they didn't go all the way in. Well, the way they worded it, it didn't have to go all the way across the line.
They said you just have to get it in the hole,
in the hole.
What if he signed up
in the hole? Yeah,
what if it can't go all the way in?
Well, then
just worry about the tip then,
right? As long as the tip crossed the line, it should count. Okay. Right?
Yeah, right. Because if it can't,
I'm
going to get yelled at again. You three are not.
You're the one that said it, by the way.
And
so
if
don't
that
act
counts,
like...
right? If we're talking about this, if this guy winning $1 million, if he got the tip over the line and that counts, if that's the determining factor whether or not a goal counts in it, then Sauce, you've slept with three chicks.
With the world
catch on fire.
Catch on fire.
This is, though, a perfect opportunity.
Sorry, Prodigy.
Where Sherwin-Williams is going to step up because it's a donation bit and get some good PR.
Even better.
They got it.
Even better. Is there another Painter people, like Johnny Painter Store?
Yeah.
If Johnny Painter Store is smart, he'll come in and say, you know what, Sherwin-Williams won't take care of you, so
and if
Johnny Painter Store's got you.
And if Sherwin-Williams was smart, it would just be insurance anyway.
Yeah,
sure.
Of course. The whole thing.
Yeah, can you do insurance for a charity, though?
I don't know.
I wonder if that's
a catch. Yeah, no. Because you know they give away cars and everything at charities. That's more or less what the sponsor does.
You're not giving it to the charity. This money goes to the charity.
It's still a risk, though. You still take out an insurance policy on money that you potentially could give.
And it's a donation.
Yeah,
I would guess you can.
It's still that sweet cheddar.
Yeah, it's still that sweet cheddar. Start on fire.
I don't want you to do that.
You just said it.
Yeah, because he's making fun of my small wiener.
No, I wasn't.
You are going to get so much in trouble.
You put those
the
words
wiener
in
talk.
I've never seen it.
It's better than that stuff we were playing yesterday.
I've never seen it. I tried. I looked really hard.
You saw it over the weekend.
I did.
It.
Mark, I saw it.
It? How was it?
He hated it.
No?
I didn't hate it. It's wrong genre for me.
Oh, by the way. Hey,
wrong
Cor.
Genre.
Hey, Cor.
Yes.
I need to come over to your house to watch poker sometime soon.
Oh, that's right. You owe me 2 hours.
I do. Yeah.
I forgot about that.
But it has to be during the day, and it has to be on my own terms, and I'm going to eat a lot of fiber before I go over.
That's fine.
Yeah, but when you get up to take, you know, you can't go in and be like, I'm going to watch 2.5 hours of poker and then take an hour and a half dump. The poker will be paused when you go into the bathroom, and the clock will be stopped.
Okay. I got no problem with that.
I'm coming over just to watch you.
Well, I think Sauce's idea is still the best, where we have as much fun as possible behind Chris.
Yeah.
So he has to sit on the couch and watch cards while the rest of us are getting hammered and playing shuffleboard and having
Friday.
The best time ever.
And Chris
is sitting on the couch watching freaking poker.
Yeah.
And you're not allowed to answer any of his questions.
You can't have your phone.
Oh,
right?
He will have no questions. He doesn't want to talk poker. No. He's going to go Clockwork Orange on it and just stare with his eyes open and just think of something else.
Does he have to be sober?
He just has to be awake and looking at the TV screen. If
I
he's
don't
thinking
have to be
of,
sober, nobody said that. That's
two fair. And a half hours?
Oh, it's 2 hours. I don't know why you're adding the half.
Yeah, why do you keep saying half?
It's 2 hours. But also, hey, let's not just rip Chris for not paying up on bets because you owe Cheryl Reeve a Lynx game.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
continue to not go to it.
I'm busy.
Remember when he promised her he would go to the season opener? The season's almost over.
It was
over.
On Mother's Day. My mom is
You've had a whole season to pay up and you haven't gone.
Wasn't that even this year?
Yeah, that was this year. Well, no, the actual bet was like 2 years ago.
It was longer ago than that.
It was Carl Anthony Towns, right?
Yeah, it was 2014.
Owes her $20, but she said, you can wipe away the bet if you just come to the season opener. He said, I'm in.
It's Mother's Day.
Well, then don't agree to it.
I didn't know. I don't have the link schedule mesmerized.
You've had every other possibility to not worry about mesmerizing it and just go to whatever game is on the schedule. They're in the WNBA Finals. Why don't you go to one of these? Go to the game on Sunday.
Yeah, man, you're surprised how electric it is.
Another excuse. Skip the Vikes game. Go to the Lynx. Tell Abby you're going to cover the Lynx game for the fan. You know, get sound bites and whatnot.
I'm going to the Vikings.
Why?
Because I.
What do you do there?
Wait a minute. You can't go
food.
To the Vikings. I am not here this Sunday, so you have to actually work on a Sunday
Wait,
for
why
once
aren't you
in your damn life. I told you I'm going
but
to California.
If you're not. Oh, you should play that song.
Good point.
If you're not going to be here to work, then I don't have to be here to
you're
work.
You're never here to work. You have every damn Sunday off
no,
these
I
days.
No, I was here last Sunday.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Grinding away.
Yeah, you're grinding away. You're sitting over there where you.
You were watching zombie porn.
First of all, no, I wasn't.
Yes,
you dabbled.
I did not.
Saw
I
saw your
were.
Internet history.
That's not true.
You were hung. Oh,
if you
look,
saw my
picture.
Internet history.
He was hung.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish.
You were on Craigslist again looking at.
No, that is true.
Yeah. Oh, look, a picture.
You should see the pants I bought.
What? Can we see them?
2017 is now officially the record holder for most home runs in a baseball season. Alex Gordon was technically the guy that put him over the top. He hit home run number 5,694. This breaks the record for the year 2000.
Ugh.
There's still a week and a half left in the season, and this is the most home runs ever hit in baseball.
What a song.
Oh, my word.
It's impressive. It's 2000. That was the heart of the little steroid era, wasn't it?
Yeah, right after McGuire and Sosa in 98, they were still juicing. They still are now, but still,
Bonds
they're finding better ways to get away with it.
In size when he played.
Yep, basically.
Fuki should cover this song. Rock it out.
Someone the Power Trip Morning Show returns right after this, right here on The Fan. Some flowers in her
hair. Whatever
initials
happened to these guys?
Live.
What? Yeah, they came in hot and heavy and then kind of faded away.
You love these guys.
Yeah.
Talking to you.
Well, I used to. Not so much anymore. This band sucks, to be honest with you. But
say that to Tim Hyde's face.
Big Florida Georgia Line guy.
A huge. Yeah. Do they sing this? Well played, Age.
Ow!
Where'd Parrish go?
Bad news.
Knows. I mean, honestly.
Did you hear?
I never know where he's going.
Hockey and I have an announcement. Turn the music down, please.
Oh, no.
He's dead.
Mark?
It got Mark? Him.
Matt?
Pennywise found him and said, hey, I have vodka down here. And Parrish just swan dove. Oh, never mind. He's back.
Sauce had just claimed on Major Market Morning Radio that Pennywise the Clown was hiding in a sewer and baited you in there with vodka.
And you swan dove in there.
It would work a lot quicker than a red balloon.
Pennywise, Mark. Mark, Pennywise. Now we're friends. Here's vodka.
Is that what he sounds like?
Mostly.
We're all drunk down here. I promise you, you'll float.
And if you come down here, meet Sauce will follow. We have Spring Hill down here.
That would get you.
Yeah. Pennywise, meet Sauce. Meet Sauce, Pennywise. Want a hammer meat shirt? All you have to do, just take it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, free shirt. Sweet.
Pennywise Hogsley. Hogsley Pennywise. We have zombie porn down here.
We have pirate coats.
We have really bad music. Come on down.
Dave Matthews is in the sewer?
I meant like, yeah. Pennywise meets us. We have Brazier. Never mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody like the band Pennywise? I never really got into them. I don't even know what they play.
Is it
sounds familiar, but I can't.
Is that what it's based on?
It almost has to be, right? Pennywise was a punk band, kind of, were they not?
I've never heard of them. I don't know who they are. I really don't.
Sauce, you've heard of Pennywise, though, correct?
Yeah.
I think they were like a rock slash maybe punk band. Yeah,
weren't they in like the Offspring bit? That era?
I don't know. Something like that. Don't know. Pennywise, okay. Yeah, American punk rock band from Hermosa Beach, California, formed in 1998. Yeah, Warped Tours and stuff a lot. I don't know. I don't know any of their songs. Anyway.
Weird Al Yankovic teaming up with John Stamos and Finn Wolfhard.
Oh, this would be good.
Genius.
From It and Stranger Things to do a live in-concert version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Start all the way over.
Wait,
what?
What?
Yeah, wait.
Weird Al Yankovic is teaming up with John Stamos and Finn Wolfhard, which I didn't realize that was the kid's name. What a great name.
From Stranger Things. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. To do a live in concert version of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Huh?
So in concert.
Sadly, for now, they're only performing it twice at the Hollywood Bowl, November 3rd and 4th. But it's a huge success. If it's a huge success, you know, they may take it on tour. You never know.
John Stamos and Weird Al are never taking anything successful on tour.
How dare you? First of all, Weird Al is a huge success. Second of all, John Stamos is in The Beach Boys.
And handsome.
He's in The Beach Boys.
Yeah, that one episode of Full House.
No, wasn't he in it?
He's a permanent member of The Beach Boys.
Wait, what?
Yeah, he is now, yeah.
Yeah, he has been for years.
No, wait, that wasn't just...
That's a bit, isn't it?
No, it's the truth. He's been a permanent member of The Beach Boys
Am I making that up? Was that an
years.
Episode?
No, that's what I remember. Didn't they go to Hawaii? Aruba.
Jamaica.
You should play Kokomo, song.
We just introduced Lil Mackie to Beach Boys, and he...
This is maybe the best example ever, though, of Mad Lib News, right?
Blank and Blank
are teaming up with the kid from Stranger Things, and they're going to do a live version of Willy Wonka. This is spinning the wheel, and it lands on Weird Al and John Stamos. You're like, spin it again. Yeah. Spin the wheel again. We can't do this. But somebody goes, nope. Again, it's probably Netflix. Netflix probably said, let's do it. We green light everything.
Now, Finn was Mike Wheeler in Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. He's playing Charlie Bucket in the concert. John Stamos will be singing Pure Imagination as Willy Wonka with Weird Al as the Oompa Loompas.
What? Can I ask a question?
Hold on, I'm not done.
Sorry.
They're the biggest stars, but other cast members also have been announced, including Giancarlo Esposito from Breaking Bad.
Whoa.
Thank you.
Who is he going to be? Slugworth?
Maybe. L. King is part of it. Richard Kind from Mad About You and Spin City also has been cast.
L. King is the gal that's saying X's and O's, and she's Rob Schneider's daughter.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Even cooler, the show will be presented in Smellorama. The crowd will be presented with exclusive scratch and sniff golden tickets.
Brilliant.
Who ever heard of a Snosberry?
Snosberry.
This is going to be a disaster.
This is going to be awesome. This sounds...
It's going to be awesome, and the reason that it's in California... Marijuana is legal. It's a huge plus. Obviously, you're going to get stoned to the bejesus and go see this.
That's the only way it would work.
I would absolutely go out of my yard to go see that. I really would. I think that sounds like fun.
And Hollywood Bowl is sweet.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, I'd love to see a show at Hollywood Bowl, but I don't know if that's the one I'd want to see. It's got to be a spectacle. I think it'd be entertaining probably either way.
Speaking of bowling, I know you guys don't care, but I'm going to say it anyway. Abigail's first ever athletic match is tonight.
Ooh.
Her first bowling match is tonight.
Sweet.
For Maple Grove bowling team.
Who's more nervous, her or you?
It's not even close. It's me. It's not even close.
Well, didn't you?
You want to know why I'm nervous? Not just because my daughter is competing as part of the JV squad for Maple Grove bowling team, but I have been assigned the job of keeping score.
What?
You don't know how to do that.
I know how.
It's 2017.
I know how. You have to do it by hand, by the way.
Why?
Because they want to have proof, like it written down, like instead, you have to sign it and stuff like that.
It's like a golf thing, right? Even though
we're in the age where
golf tournaments should be able to just have automatic scoring. It's the whole it's an honor system though too.
Yeah, you keep me honest.
Count your shots.
Sign your
keeping you honest.
Card. Right.
Yeah. So I know how to do it, and my wife last night just couldn't believe I knew how to keep score bowling.
That makes two of us.
Really?
I mean, it's not hard. I would like to challenge you. Well, but here's the other thing. Not only do you have to know how scoring bowling works, you also have to do math.
That's the problem.
Which is not your strong point.
I'm not, and that's not a joke. I realize that, but it is just addition. I can do that.
It is just addition.
Right. So I can
that
do that.
That is accurate.
But like, so let's say, for those of you who don't know, if Abigail gets a strike, the next two frames.
Next two
it's
balls.
10 plus the next two balls. Yeah.
Right.
Right. If she gets a spare, then it's 10 plus the next ball only. Mm-hmm. I know how to do it.
Oh.
But I am afraid I'm going to mess up by one and like, you know.
And what if you mess up the ninth and tenth frames?
Yeah, well, I know. Because
do you know how to score at the end of a game?
If you bowl a strike in the final frame, you get, is it three more?
Two more?
Because you can, it's not three.
You can throw three strikes in the 10th frame.
That's it, yeah, okay, there
you
go.
So if you roll a strike on your first ball, you get two more shots.
And if you roll a spare on your second ball, you get one more.
One more.
Yep, I got this. I'm excited, man.
What if she wins, but then is disqualified because of the scorekeeper?
Yeah.
And you have to drive her home and she's in tears because daddy ruined everything.
Right.
Well, it'd be the third time that's happened.
She'll do great. She'll do great, more importantly.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited.
Are you going to wear some sweet stage pants?
Probably not. No, probably not.
He's going to walk in looking like Jesus from the Big Lebowski.
That's right. Don't you try that gun pulling thing with me.
What?
You don't roll on the Sabbath.
Yeah.
Knife? What was it, a gun or a knife?
No, it's a knife. A gun. He said, I heard you pull your piece out on the lane. So I'll take it away from you. Genius
ass,
scene.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Yeah. And then he just goes, Jesus, dude. You said it, man. Brilliant.
I love it, man.
Oh, that whole movie is brilliant.
When he walks away, they just go right back into a different conversation.
Yeah.
I love
who the bleep is in charge? I told that bleep I can't roll.
My wife could not hate that movie more.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. She said, how am I ever going to get those 2 hours back? And I'm like, what? That movie kicks ass. She thinks it's one of the worst movies ever made.
I don't answer the phone, and I sure as bleep don't bleep and roll. Brilliant.
I love it.
She just hates it.
You're out of
your
element.
Oh, the entire movie from beginning to end. When he writes a check.
Just bleep up, Donnie.
For half and half.
Oh. It's one of those, you got to watch about 10 times before you catch it all.
First time I saw it, I hated it.
Really?
I was like, what is this? And then I saw it a couple more times.
I was like that with Old School. First time I saw Old School, for some reason, I wasn't on the right wavelength, whatever. And then I saw it again, and yeah.
That was me with Groundhog Day. What is one of my all-time favorite films. Now, the first time I saw it, I was too young. I think it came out in like 93 or so. So I was 13 or 14 years old going, this is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just pure brilliance. Jeez. Anyway. Live from the Bryant Heating and Cooling Studios, this is the Power Trip Morning Show. We'll do Vikings news next, and then Mark Rosen joins 30 minutes from now. Speaking of the Vikings.
IR Radio Deep Track featuring the Black Crowes, soul singing.
The Vikings game is Sunday, but on Monday, come watch football, Monday Night Football, with meat sauce at Randall's Restaurant and Bar from 6 to 8 p.m. Details, kfan.com, keyword events.
That sounds like fun, dude.
Yeah, it's a great time. Great crowd last Monday for the Giants and Lions game.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Did Rosie come?
He did. Rosie came down and hung out for a while.
Rosie's such a kiss-ass.
Yeah, he just thought John would be there, and then he would have
right.
Right,
that's what I'm saying. He thought he was actually going to meet John Randall.
Yeah.
And then act like he was best friends.
Yeah. That's my bet. Right. Best seat in the house.
Right.
Kiss. This is the Black Crowes, and they rock. And this is Viking News.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Redco, your truck accessories, bro.
Yeah, man.
So yesterday we learned everything about Sam Bradford's knee. We know exactly how many days/weeks he's going to be out. We have a very good crystal clear look at what's going to happen the rest of the season.
Did Hockey look into his crystal balls?
He did.
What did he find? We look at him again and tell us what you find?
Yeah. Come over here and look for me, would you? I don't know.
The ferocious rash.
You ever seen anything like this before?
I have not.
We might find something out today, though, because both Case Keenum and Sam Bradford are going to probably tell us nothing in the locker room.
Yeah,
today.
And Zim's got his press conference today. So there's all kinds of opportunity.
11
o'clock. I'll be there, man.
15.
I'll be there as well.
I'll be there at 11, okay?
You'll be there early?
I will be there early.
Is that today?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Think about it.
I said no to playing golf with Mark Paris today, so I'm going to go work.
Yeah.
Turn work
me
down. Where?
He canceled on me.
Where are you working?
You're... Never mind. Wow. Wow.
That was close.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember a guy by the name of Josh Robinson.
He was blazing fast.
Remember?
He was a cornerback, a second round pick back in the day. Blazing fast, was the fastest guy at the combine, so Rick Spielman fell in love with him, and he was mostly horrible here.
Kind of got stuck in Zimmer's doghouse.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, wasn't he in the training camp guy where he basically said, oh, yeah, I'm that other guy.
Yeah.
Remember him? Well, that other guy plays for Tampa Bay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Still in the league, huh?
That's right.
Well, he went to a Florida college, correct? Like Central Florida or Southern Florida. I forget where he was from.
Southern Florida?
Something like that. I don't know where it was. Doesn't matter.
He played with Latavius Murray at Central Florida. I bet you didn't know that either, did you?
I did not.
See, I'm full of information, aren't I not? What?
Yep. Aren't you not?
Not full of the English language, obviously. How about this? Tampa Bay, of course, they're 1-0. They defeated the Chicago Bears 29-7 at home in week 2. But, Mark Parrish, you might not have known this, that was their first game of the season because they had to cancel their very first game of the season due to the hurricane.
When are they going to make that up?
Their bye week.
Great question, Mark.
Question mark.
So that was essentially they had a week 1 bye, and they play straight through the rest of the season.
Yeah, I don't think the players are going to like that.
Right. As Correct. A former athlete, you'd hate that. Right?
Yes, I would.
But
that's, you know, a lot of times it will always come for some guys at the perfect time to get rest.
How much of it, though, also helps just getting away from those
absolutely.
Guys?
It's huge.
That you've been with forever.
Those long road trips, you need the day off more or less. It's not so much physical. It's getting away from those guys. You're in the bus together, hotel room. You're ready to strangle every one of your teammates.
Especially if things are not going well.
Oh, then it's, yeah. then there's hardly any talking going on anyway.
When you say strangle your teammate, is that a euphemism?
Nope.
Then a hockey's a pro athlete, if that's
Yeah, I do wonder how much they're going to say today, though. Back to the Bradford thing. Yeah. Are they going to say anything?
I hope so.
Well, everybody's going to talk to Bradford.
Isn't football, isn't it full disclosure?
No. Not completely.
They'll be limited. So the reason why I would completely agree with you is because Case Keenum's available today. If Bradford were to be healthy, if he were to say yes or no, if he was not available this week, he wouldn't be talking. But he is talking. If he were healthy and going to be the starter, you don't talk to the backup quarterback if the starting quarterback's available.
Ooh.
So they're going to continue to hold this over your head, over everybody's head, over the Buccaneers' head, until a game-time decision Sunday morning. Bradford will be limited today, limited tomorrow, limited Friday. Keenum will take most of the first-team snaps, and we won't know until 10:30.
Do you think
Sunday
he'll
morning.
Play?
They may know right now, then.
I would say they
might
probably
be
do.
Setting up.
No.
Oh, I bet
I mean,
they do.
That same thing happens in hockey. They'll set somebody up like that, especially an older guy, a veteran.
They've had a week now to figure out if treatment is going to be able to put him in a point where he can play.
And
exactly.
AJ, you know this. If it were worse and this was something that they did treatment on, let's say, Monday or even yesterday, and there was some kind of, man, that didn't work at all, it would have leaked by now. Somebody would have found out, right?
Bradford's an interesting case, though, because he doesn't talk much, period. So I don't know. And a lot of that would come from...
Yeah, but his teammates do.
But I don't know that the teammates know. You know what I mean? Like, they might be asking him, but I don't think he's going to be telling even his teammates full disclosure with how his treatment's going, all that. Just because that's the kind of, you know, just a verbal person that he is. He keeps to himself.
Well, I'll say this. If it gives even a smidge of a leg up that Tampa Bay has to take some time to prepare for two quarterbacks, then I'm all for it.
For
man.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. You know?
For sure.
Can we rewind and talk about Latavius Murray for a second?
You
thanks, Conky.
Dump that. From Trailer Park Boys?
From Pee Wee's Playhouse.
Trailer.
There's a Conky from Trailer
Bubbles
Park.
Has a puppet Boys named Conky, and it just takes over, and it's maybe the best character of all time.
In any medium?
It's pretty funny. You've seen it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Conky's genius in Trailer Park
Trailer Park Boys.
Boys
is pretty... yeah, spectacular.
Yeah, it's real life Beavis and Butthead.
Mm. So in the history of film, television, and literature,
it's no Forrest Gump.
Number one.
He's no Forrest Gump.
You just say he's the best of
you
all
just
time.
Said he was the best
I say
of all
a lot
time.
Of things, and you guys paid attention to me, so guess what? I win.
All right.
What?
What did all you win?
He your won. Affection.
A brand new car!
And you're all
God dang it. Now, what was I talking about? I got confused.
Conky,
No. Go back even further than Conky Talk.
Conky Talk.
Good dog.
Latavius Murray's making about, what, $5 million a year on average, right? Wasn't it something like a 3-year, $15 million deal? Dalvin Cook is clearly the guy, and Dalvin's going to be the guy moving forward. I still like Jet McKinnon a lot. What the hell are they doing with Murray?
How many carries do you have last week? 3 or 4, right?
Just a couple, right? Yeah. And I saw him in the paper today that I forget who asked him the question, but Latavius Murray basically said he's not freaking out, that he knows his role is going to evolve. Mm-hmm. I would argue it's going to evolve away from getting the ball, right? Because you're going to evolve more towards finding new ways to get Dalvin Cook involved. Look, I when they signed Latavius Murray, they didn't know they were drafting Dalvin Cook. So you signed him thinking this might be your guy. This might be one and done for Murray. This might be a 1-year experiment where they realize now that they're not going to need him. And that you can't give him even remotely worth $5 million worth of playing time because your guy that you drafted is the guy. I know it's 2 games, so I'm not trying to be super knee-jerk, but already it just doesn't look like it makes sense. We saw that after 1 week with Adrian Peterson. You're saying this is nonsense in New Orleans. What are they doing? Why did they sign him? He doesn't fit the scheme. They have Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram. This is a waste of time having Adrian Peterson. I wonder if Latavius is going to be the exact same thing here where I'm sure he's a nice player. I'm sure he's a nice guy. Hawk, you've met him. You say he's a really good
dude.
Maybe he is. I just don't see how he fits. Outside of Dalvin getting injured.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's a long season, right? It's good to have somebody that you believe in.
Right, so for this year, totally get it.
Yeah.
No, there's no point in pulling the plug. You just got here.
Yeah.
Long term, what's the sense, though? I don't see it.
I don't know. It's a great question.
And again,
I mean, the order
That's
of events.
At least an above average question.
We've mentioned this a million times. He came here first. Dalvin came second. Right. I didn't think they were going to get him. A trade situation could be something. You know, if a big running back goes down with an injury, done for the season,
if
that's
the Saints want a fourth one.
If the Saints want a fourth one, because none of the other three are working.
Right. Hmm. This might be a dumb question, but do they have to wait a certain amount of time before they release somebody or whatever if they just sign them? Or theoretically do it like a week later?
Remember we learned that with guaranteed the NBA? Money. With the NBA, we learned that because when they signed, what's the point guard's
Jeff
name?
Teague.
Jeff Teague. And then Kyrie Irving became available and they wanted to get rid of Teague. They couldn't do it till December.
Yeah.
I think once the season starts, you're clear because any guaranteed money is guaranteed. Any all those things, the intricacies of a contract are out of the way. Now it's just an asset that is under contract, and especially in the NFL where the contract's not even guaranteed.
That's kind of what I was wondering. They could just literally turn around and just.
So I think it's a $5 million slate, Corey, but with bonus before bonuses and all that.
John?
I think it was like $3 million for 1 year, up to $5 million with the bonuses. So like a $3 million bit, and you just cut your losses after one, and there's no guaranteed after that first year, potentially. So that might be the plan, too.
Are you guys impressed with Dalvin Cook so far?
Yeah.
Sure.
What do you think his average per run is right now through 2 games?
I think it's above 5.
7.2.
Jeez.
I bet it's like
this
high fours, 4.7.
Yeah, I'll say 4.5.
5.62.
That's good.
Yeah, fifth in the NFL right now.
Well, it was close.
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's see
He's
what else
good, man. That run on Sunday that they should have just given him the ball.
Who was it? Was Ben the one who was explaining this the other day? When
it was Hogsley.
I don't know what this means, but he presses the line and then takes the corner.
Parrish.
Parrish breaking it down. All those big runs that he has are when he kind of turns that corner and then blows the defense away. And if there wasn't one safety on the backside to stop him at the end of the run, like those are those big runs that we used to see Adrian break. It's something about him going around the corner right there is where those big runs are coming. And I think Ben said he presses the line to kind of compact the defense and suck them into some sort of blocking trap, essentially.
Huh.
And then turns the corner and goes.
That was his
Thank you for your honesty.
Specialty at Florida State.
Let me ask you this question then. I'm full of facts today, Parrish.
I love it.
There have been 9 red zone trips by Viking opponents this year. How many TDs have they scored in those 9 red zone trips?
Well, the Saints didn't do it much.
I don't think they did it at all. Oh, they had the one. They had the Kobe Fleener touchdown.
That might late be in the that fourth might be quarter. The only one because weren't the Pittsburgh ones
pretty deep? All, the Bryant
I'm going to go
deep.
One.
How quickly we forget.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, I think mm-hmm. one's the right answer.
It is two.
What?
They've plus, given up only two TDs and nine red zone trips this season.
Two.
Yeah, two.
That's good.
Two, yeah, yeah. That's pretty good. Defense is pretty good. How many receptions over 20 yards does Adam Thielen have through 2 weeks? By the way, most in the NFL. Receptions over 20 yards through 2 weeks.
Were they all in the first game?
I'm not going to tell you then.
I think he had one. In the second game.
Five?
I'll say four.
So he had, what, 157 yards in the first game?
157 is way too many.
I think that's what he had.
I think that's it.
Oh, yards. Oh, I see what you're saying.
What? Okay, yeah, right. I'm going to go five.
He just said that.
That's fine.
You're stealing my bet.
I wasn't listening, so I just went with the first number.
I'll go four.
Obvious that the football expert in here is Mark Parrish. He's exactly right. Five receptions over 20 yards in 2 weeks. The most in the NFL for wide receiver Adam.
The white receivers?
Pretty sure I said wide, but
technically
both apply.
That's right, yeah.
That's correct.
Our favorite tight end just walked in.
Ooh, Mark Rosen?
Yeah.
great point. We'll get to Mark Rosen after this break. We're also going to talk about the Twins' losing streak. We'll break down the Vikings game a little more, and we do have 311 tickets yet to give away.
Yeah, we do.
That's your Lexus lineup, brought to you by Lexus of YZ, Alexis of Maplewood.
Rosie!
The Power Trip Morning Show returns with Mark Rosen after this.
You can win a $50 gift card to the Tropical Smoothie Cafe at caffeine.com, keyword contest.
Fan 5 coming right up. Mark Rosen has joined. Mark Parrish was already here. It's Mark and Mark in the morning.
Good morning.
Mark and Mark in the morning.
Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, hi, Mark. Oh, hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
I was talking to Parrish.
I know you were.
Oh, hi Mark.
Hey, Mark and Mark.
What up?
How about the three of us jump on a plane and go to New York today and catch the nooner?
I'm in.
Oh, yeah, I'd be fine with that.
There's a baseball game going on as well.
Yeah.
Rosie, how often do you catch a nooner? Often?
Not as often as anyone likes.
No, it's mostly nap time around that time. Where I have to go and talk to Com and I have to psych myself up to talk to him for an hour.
I saw a headline, and I haven't read the story yet. I went meat sauce on it and just saw it on Twitter. That scientists now say that biologically humans are basically programmed to want to nap in the middle of the day. Well, no. Duh!
Yeah!
You didn't need a research grant for that? Just ask me!
Let me tell you more about this.
That's what Europeans do all the time.
Having good... Shrek.
Careful
and getting
now.
Good sleep make people happier than being rich.
Why not have all three? Why not get filthy rich
and
go to Pound Town and take a nap?
Corey, you can't say that.
Rich. You can't. Chad's afraid of me.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
What is Chad going to do to me?
That's right. Researchers found that getting good sleep is actually the number one factor in living a good life.
Don't disagree. None of us get it, but...
Yeah. If you started sleeping more, it would have the same effect on your happiness as quadrupling your income.
No way!
Yes, way.
No
way.
Chance.
Way.
That sounds very un-American.
Quadruple my money, and I promise you, I am fine with 3 hours a night.
Way.
Are you out of your mind?
Way.
Quadrupling your salary?
I would sleep so comfortably those 3 hours. I'm rich!
Modern medicine.
Yeah,
who clean your money.
Whoever they spoke to about that is just sleeps a ton and they're just never had their salary quadrupled
because
they don't know what they can do with it.
If you're saying, hey, add in like 2 hours a day of sleep or 10% of your money, I'd say, it's close.
Yeah.
Quadrupling?
Yeah.
Are these people dumb?
Well, it's not the suggestion.
Quadruple your money.
3 hours of sleep. I mean, you could still get 5 hours of sleep, and
what are they going to function?
5 hours would be awesome.
Oh, yeah. 5 hours would be incredible.
being happy with your Schwex life.
Yeah, that doesn't make it better.
Is the number two factor. People with the highest well-being scores are at least twice as likely as other people to be satisfied with their Schwex life.
Nobelhobel?
Is that his name?
Nobelhobel.
You got to clean the pipes, is what he says.
It's a medical explanation on how to stay healthy and happy. Clean.
Is there a hot-ass Randy comes in?
Yeah, he also said...
what?
cleans the pipes a lot.
Yeah, he does, yeah.
No, he installs them.
Yeah. No, and he cleans them at your house. It says the bottom of his business card.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it's business cards? I always just go to the website.
Which is?
Drillitpounditscrewit.com.
Other things that can make you happier than money are job security.
Yeah.
Your close relatives being healthy and feeling like you're connected and part of a community.
Whoops.
Look at this right here.
Yeah. That's
all any of us need.
I have most
of that.
Dr. Oliver Munn also says, get the poison out at least four times a day.
Oliver, what?
These doctors are just winging.
Get the poison out?
Yeah, that's what Aki calls it.
Was that the one who was dating Aaron Rodgers? Oh.
Very similar. Dr. Munn, yes.
Mm-hmm.
That guy that was caught yesterday was doing that. He was following the rules.
You want me to play it, but I'm not going to because I know the limits. You don't. That's why Abbott yells at you all the
time. But I don't have a button bar.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
Yes!
I love Continental Diamond.
How can you not?
I need more jewelry.
Yes, you do, and I know really a place that you could get that. Downstairs here at Continental Diamond.
That's a great necklace.
Thank you.
Jimmy, I'd love to help you out.
He definitely would. Hey, Pear Bear, how'd you get here today?
You know what? I was brought here by the Lexus of Wayzata and Lexus of Maplewood.
They drove you over here?
Yep. They came and picked me up at 6:20.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. You're special.
Getting here at 6:20 for you, you basically have to have help because you sleeping in.
I adore it.
That's why you have a happy life. You sleep a ton.
Yep.
Yeah. And you get them.
Yeah, and you constantly get a one-way ticket to... Oh, great song, Hogsley.
I got ass.
Jeez.
In my pocket. What?
You can't say that.
I got brass in my pocket. Mm-mm. I didn't write the song.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of a scenario where you could have ass in your pocket. Maybe like Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
I bet Jeffrey Dahmer did it one
time. Oh, gross.
Oh, come on.
Good Lord.
Gross. Wow. Oh, that's gross.
Yeah, but you asked when, and I gave you a logical... Too soon, Rosie. It's been almost 30 years.
What happened to Dahmer?
Oh, he got a broom handle.
It's horrible math, by the way.
Mark! Jeffrey Dahmer was killed in prison.
Hold on.
That actually is
I spoke too soon. Saying 30 years is horrible math, who knows when he started, right? Maybe he did start in the early 80s, then your math is dead on.
He did. I think he killed 17 people. Yikes. Don't laugh.
Yeah. I'm not laughing. It was in Milwaukee, right? Outside Milwaukee.
Did he eat all of them?
I did not laugh.
He didn't eat all of them.
No, but his whole thing was, and I've said, he was trying to make zombies. That was his plan.
That was his thing, man. Mm. Yeah.
And as I've said before, like one of them got away, walked into the cops, fully naked, and it was a young boy.
Mm-hmm.
And he casually walked up and said, oh, he's with me. And the cops went, okay.
Yeah,
you're good. If they simply done a background check, he'd have worn out for being a pedophile.
The young gentleman did not speak English,
right,
so he could not tell the cops what was going on.
Right.
And also, by the way, if you ever get an opportunity to see any of those documentaries, his mom and dad, in one interview I saw, Jeffrey Dahmer's mom and dad are like, I don't know.
How'd this go wrong?
Yeah, for real. I mean, they're like, you know. But he killed cats and stuff like that, you know?
What?
That's usually the first sign.
Do you know a documentary?
Yeah, man. I told you about that one that is part documentary, part like recreation.
Do you know what it's called?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What the hell is sports report?
I don't know. This is the worst sports report of all time.
Yeah. That's depressing. Why did you bring that up?
Mark, the New York Yankees won 5-2 over the Minnesota Twins.
They did.
Kepler hit his 18th home run of the season. Barrios went 3 1/3, 5 hits, 3 runs, 4 strikeouts, 4 walks. Look it up on your phone. Cologne versus something called Luis Severino.
Yeah, he's the ace. He's not just something. He's their best pitcher.
Never heard of him. Okay, take your word.
Of course, you haven't heard of anyone in Major League Baseball.
No, don't care to, really. But the Twins are 78-73. They have 11 games left, including 8 more in a row on the road, Mark. That's terrifying. One more in New York.
Actually been better on the road earlier in the year. But
Falling apart now, though. One in New York, then 4 in Detroit, and they're not very good.
No.
And then 3 in Cleveland before they finish the season at home against Detroit for 3. The Indians beat the Angels 6-3 in California. So the good news, despite losing last night, they still have a game and a half lead on LA.
It's pretty much Groundhog Day anytime the Twins play the Yankees at Yankee Stadium. It takes a Herculean effort for them to win a baseball game on the road in New York. It just it's such a struggle. You see it early on in the games. They had the bases loaded, no one out in the top of the first inning. Perfect case. And Rosario, someone hitting a double play. So they got one run, and you went, oh, boy, that's not going to be nearly enough. And it wasn't. And Barrios struggled. It was they had an hour rain delay, and I don't know if that set them off, whatever. Everything was a struggle. They slogged through the night, and it's just the same result. They just can't get the key hit. They can't get the key out, and it's the Yankees own them.
It's
in New York.
It's a long con, Rosie. They're just setting them up for that one game playoff.
That was my next sentence. Again, if it comes down to this, it's just one game. It's not three out of five.
If you're a conspiracy theorist,
okay,
like I am, how many games did the Twins play on the road in a row? 8, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was 10.
The Yankees finish with 7 straight home games.
What's your point?
Yeah, what's
that's
conspiracy?
Stupid.
That's not stupid.
Why do they
get schedule
to finish with 7 straight home games?
What's the conspiracy?
What's the conspiracy?
So what you're saying, just to make sure I'm following this, you would like to make it to have it be fair. Every team in Major League Baseball should finish with 7 consecutive home games.
Well, yes. Yeah, but
which is
someone has
absolutely
to play.
Impossible to do.
I didn't think about it before I said it. I just said it.
If it happens every year, maybe you can bring up the conspiracy theory. But
and shocking, they're probably all on ESPN.
Is probably true.
Kiss my ass!
Will do.
Mark, 2017 is now officially the record holder for most home runs in a baseball season ever. Kepler was part of it, of course, yesterday. But Alex Gordon, technically the guy that put baseball over the top with home run number 5,694 passing the year 2000.
Well, that's when Sosa hit 50 home runs and Barry Bonds hit 49, and it was... You know, the commercials were chicks digged a long ball.
They do.
It was steroid era, the whole thing.
You should see Parrish play wiffle ball.
Oh, yeah, I have heard about it.
Chicks.
Yeah, they love it.
They love
it. Well, yeah, no one thought it would spike like this again after the drug testing went on.
You should see Matt Cook's son play wiffle
ball. That's Jackson.
Yeah.
Really?
31 players this year have hit 30 home runs or more. Stanton has 55, Judge has 44, Bellinger has 38. In 2000, Mark Rosen... 11 teams hit at least 200 home runs. This year, already 13 teams have done it, and there are 2 teams just shy.
Well, either the baseball's juiced or the pitchers just suck.
No. You lack of the juice.
Well, you lack of the juice?
It's just a probably combination.
He's getting out soon, right?
All pro sports athletes.
Juice is getting out
bigger,
this in October.
Faster.
Yeah, I think OJ's out in October. Yep.
You want more juice?
Yeah. He'll be out playing golf.
I get you more juice.
Okay.
The Wild host the Winnipeg Jets of Anaheim tomorrow night at the X. Preseason game number 2. They beat Winnipeg Monday with a partial squad.
Anaheim's in Canada?
What?
So this is the Wild's first opportunity to skate on a bunch of Minnesotans' DNA.
Correct.
Skate on over to the NHL.
Filtered.
Uh-huh.
Let's Hockey skate games. On over to the NHL. We still have that button.
That's
the baby face button from back in the day. Let's skate on over.
I remember
that's
that.
Brilliant.
NHL.
It
was brilliant.
One of the best transitions in sports talk radio
yes,
history.
It was. Yeah, so that's...
There's a lot of DNA on there anyway.
Ugh.
I mean, your blood, spit, whatever.
Hey, I thought you were talking about Corey's shirt.
And we got a black light. Former Timberwolf Dante Cunningham decided to pick the New Orleans Hornets. Excuse me, Pelicans. Hornets is, that's old.
Yeah.
The Pelicans over the Timberwolves, he signs a 1-year, $2.3 million deal. The Wolves now may focus on former Timberwolf Gerald Green.
Gerald Green?
Who has 9.5 fingers.
Well, they have,
he's a good dunker, right?
Yeah, he's the one who got his fingers chain-linked.
Right. That's
right. Teenager.
Did it rip it off?
Yeah.
Oh, that would not be fun.
He also saw it over the weekend and loved it.
Did he really?
He did?
Yeah.
How could you not?
Yeah, see it.
Somebody's supposed to ask me,
talking about?
He gave it a 9.5.
Oh. What did Pennywise say to him?
He didn't get the bit.
No.
Yes, I do. I'm just
saying. Hi.
Jerry Lewis passed away.
This is. You could have followed it up, Paul, by saying, well, what did Jason Pierre-Paul give it?
What did Jason Pierre-Paul give it?
8.5.
Oh. What did Jerry Garcia give it?
0.
2 thumbs up.
He's missing a finger.
He's dead.
What?
Anyway. The Twins did not win, but if they do win today, then you can go to PapaJohns.com tomorrow and type in the promo code TWINSWIN for 50% off a large or extra large pizza. And I think the Twins have gotten you a lot more discounted pizza this year than anybody would have possibly imagined.
And do what, Hockey, when you call?
Always get extra garlic sauce. And extra cheese and extra pizza sauce, too, because it makes for the perfect pizza.
And tip well.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do that. Hey, pizza sauce whales. Since we're going to break, this is the perfect time to do it, okay? This is a sad thing, and I'm going to bring it up because I don't want to have to do an awkward transition. Do you know Brian Boyle, Mark Parrish?
I do.
Poor guy, huh?
Yes.
In case you don't know, sad news came to the hockey world on Tuesday when it was announced that former Rangers center and current Devil Brian Boyle has chronic myeloid leukemia.
Mm-hmm.
The Devils. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, he's just a great guy, just a heart and soul guy. Helped the Rangers get to the finals. Went to Tampa Bay. Helped Tampa Bay run to get just one of those guys that steps up in the playoffs. And he's just a true leader on and off the ice. So it's just always happens to the best people.
The good news is, if there is good news in such a thing, please understand what I'm saying. This type of cancer to the bone marrow, which is largely treatable with medications. He seems to be early in the disease, and that will help in the treatment as well. So
he's been in the league for a while.
Yeah, he has. He's just a great guy. One of the guys that you hate when you play against because he drives you crazy, but he's going to be your best friend when he's on your team. It's unfortunate. Hopefully he will be healed up. They'll get him all out, and he'll be able to get back on the ice.
Yep, good luck to him.
Well said. We'll give away 3-11 tickets when the Power Trip Morning Show returns with Mark and Bark, Mark Rosen and Mark Parrish, AJ Mansoor, Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, and I'm Corey Coben. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Tweet at KFAN1003 with the hashtag MVP Table Promo, and you could win a VIP table for the football feast at Buffalo Wild Wings in Elk River this Friday, September 22nd. Must be 21 plus. Enter. No purchase necessary. Details, KFAN.com. Keyword contest.
Welcome back to the Power Trip Morning Show. Mark Rosen is here. Mark Parrish is here. Because it's a wild Wednesday, right, Mark?
Yeah.
Even though the Wild really haven't started.
Well, they've started.
Preseason. Nobody played. Nobody played.
Ryan Malone played.
Right. Yeah. Ryan Malone, I get it. Zach Mitchell, we're happy for them.
Pasta Bolognese
had four goals.
Did he really?
Yep. Harry Quadrupleman.
Yep. Oh. Lots to talk about, but first, let's give away some tickets.
Let's do this.
To the greatest band on the face of the earth, 311.
It's time for a Power Trip Showdown. Here's your Power Trip Showdown host, Corey Cove.
So, 311 is going to be at the Myth on October 12th. And that guy can kiss my ass.
That was John Wayne in the Pain, I think.
Yeah, so they're going to be there October 12th. So will I, because why wouldn't I go, Mark, and see the greatest band that's ever lived?
The greatest band that's ever lived.
You heard me. Do I have to repeat myself?
Abbott, stop pressing those buttons.
I've seen them like 45 times,
I know
times,
you have.
Mark.
We're acutely aware of your obsession with 311.
No one cares!
So we're doing a Power Trip Showdown, and there's five of you to select. So we need a couple of callers. They each pick one of you to represent them in a Power Trip Showdown. The winner gets a pair of passes to see 311 at the Met.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, I just thought I would say that. Good morning. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Robert Osborne.
Hi, Robert Osborne. Where are you from?
Genius. Oh, you sitting on
that one. That was brilliant. Tony in Duluth.
What is it? Tony in Duluth?
It's me.
Tony, are you willing to drive all the way down from Duluth to see 311? Is that accurate?
Definitely. Big fan.
Sweet, man. Good for you. Then I kind of hope you win, unless the other guy's a bigger fan. I will say this. The category today is just general sports information. So I'm not going to even give you a hint on which sport. Do you want AJ Mansoor, Chris Hockey, Mark Parrish, Mark Rosen, or Meat Sauce Paul Lambert?
Let's do Meat Sauce Paul Lambert.
Go on, Meat Sauce.
Wrong one.
All right, so Tony, I'm going to put you on hold. Tony in Duluth selects sauce. I'll write that down. Interesting. Good morning. What's your name?
Tom.
Hey, Tom, what's up, man?
Just hanging in there.
Right on. Who do you want to select? AJ Mansoor, Chris Hockey, Mark Parrish, or Mark Rosen?
I'll go with Mark.
Which one?
Rosen.
You're going Rosen.
Oh my gosh. This is really neat.
Right, stay on hold. We got a battle.
Oh, man.
Rosie, do you want meat sauce or yourself to go first?
What are we doing here?
It's a Power Trip Showdown. The 60 seconds.
Thanks for listening.
You just put meat sauce on it. Who would, you want to go first?
I'll go first.
Sauce, get out of here.
I'm so glad you asked. I was like, I'm not quite sure what's going on here.
Now, Mark, take a deep breath. I think you guys are both going to do well on this one. I really think this. You have 60 seconds. I do the bell and the buzzer.
Mm. That's right.
And my brain's frozen, so yeah.
Hawk has the clock.
It's so cold outside.
60 seconds on the clock. You can get as many in a row correct as possible. If you get one wrong or the clock runs out, the clock stops. So,
Can I make a clarification?
Yes.
Now, once again, Rosie. I'm sorry. Take your time, though, because when you get one wrong, you're done.
Oh, I understand this. Okay, I'm going to tell you this right now.
Oh, boy.
I think I'm being set up.
We've played this bit a million times.
I promise you.
I've played this game before.
No, I have to.
You got this.
Right. Certainly not.
All right, Mark. 13 answers are on the board. Get as many as you can in 60 seconds. There are 13 different team names in the four major sports that start with the letter R. Name them.
Raiders. Red Wings.
Sports team names, four major sports.
I think of baseball. Royals.
311 tickets on the line. 27 seconds.
Oh, hi, Mark.
20 seconds.
I know.
You can do this. Or maybe you can't.
Maybe I can't. I'm blanking out here.
10 seconds. Team names start with an R. 5 seconds.
I'm blanking out.
You got Red Wings, Royals, and Raiders. My hunch is that Sauce crushes three.
I think he'll
crush
three.
I think he will, too.
I think he crushes three. We'll find out though here
it's
in a
almost
second.
Impossible to get one wrong.
Yeah,
I'm right. It's just not
memorable.
If you go,
something completely.
I would have done really well on this one.
If you say twins, that would be a horrible guess.
Yeah.
You never know what Sauce is going to say.
I don't know where Sauce is.
My favorite childhood team.
I don't know why Sauce doesn't stare where he
looks.
Are they from Boston?
The room yet. I got another one.
Don't say any.
I got it.
Sauce, 60 seconds on the clock. Sit down. 311 tickets on the line for Tony if you win. Otherwise, Tom wins if Rosen holds on and is victorious. Sauce, there are 13 answers on the board. Okay. Get as many in a row as you can without getting one wrong or before the clock runs out in 60 seconds. Sauce, there are 13 different team names in the four major sports that start with the letter R. Name them.
Red Sox. Rangers.
Oh, boy. They're killed.
Well, wouldn't there be multiple because there's multiple Rangers?
Just keep going.
Okay.
Texas, New York. 42 seconds.
Rockets.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
21 seconds.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Wow.
15 seconds.
Whoa.
9 seconds.
Wow.
5. 2.
No,
oh, my God.
What happened?
I don't know. Whoa. I thought you were going to smoke.
We have a tie.
Wow.
I have a tiebreaker ready, but oh, my gosh.
I thought the other ones right afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You both have three, and you got three. You each got three
different ones. Completely different ones.
You guys collectively forgot Rams, Redskins.
Ravens.
Right. The Raptors. The Reds, the Rockies, and the Rays.
Yeah.
Turns.
Sauce, get out of here. Wow, man.
I wasn't expecting that.
I thought you were going to get like 9.
He started out, out there, and then he just...
Wait, when he got three different ones right away, I thought that there were some obvious
for
ones.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right, so we got to quickly do it again. Rosie, now there are 15 answers available, all right? 15 answers, 60 seconds back on the clock. Mark, in the four major sports, there are... 15 different teams that start with the letter B. Name them.
Broncos. Buccaneers. Bengals. Bears. NHL. I think that covers the NFL.
35 seconds.
Bruins. NBA. Braves.
20 seconds.
My God, help me out here. I mean, MLB.
10 seconds. 5.
Ah.
Well, you got 6.
I only had one more.
Six is not bad.
That's the only other one I had. But I couldn't think anything else.
There's a trap one here that Paul might fall into.
Mm. And where is he? Why does he leave? I don't know.
I don't know.
Your brain just freezes.
That's why this game rocks.
The only one I can think of the whole time.
Where'd you go tracking down?
Literally, how dumb can he possibly be?
It's 1 minute.
I know.
And where is he standing where he can't see us wave him in?
He knows it's 1 minute.
Where did he go?
Where does he go? Where is he?
Not the brightest bulb in the world.
Yeah, literally, it's 1 minute.
I don't know.
He only has 1 minute.
I don't know where he was.
At most, he should be.
Okay, ready?
Where did you go?
Why don't you look through the window so we can see you wave?
Or at least stay.
It was on in the hallway.
But then go in there. But
I could have cheated.
But then stand where we can see you.
You can always see me. I'm fat.
60 seconds on the clock. There are 15 possible answers.
Okay, how many did Rosie get?
Don't worry about it. We don't tell you. There are 15 different team names in the four major sports that start with the letter B. Name them.
Blue Jays.
Oh. 50 seconds.
I got it.
What's happening?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Bruins.
I think he's sitting on zombies, just scanning the rest.
40 seconds. I'm sorry, 30 seconds.
What?
Or not.
Ooh.
Buccaneers.
20 seconds.
It's more than that.
No, you got 20 left.
Oh, I'm not good at this.
12 seconds.
My goodness.
Well, you guys heard them all, you Todd. Shut up.
Five.
5 seconds.
I have no idea. I'm out.
Rosen's victory!
Wow!
Hey! Rosie, unbelievable. Which means Tom, Mark Rosen just won you. Just won you some 311 tickets, man.
Wow, that was close, man. I thought it was going to get blown out in the
first
round.
Mark, you got 6.
Hey, you know what?
I said 3.
You know what?
What?
I'm going to give him to the guy from Duluth if he's willing to make that effort to go away from Duluth.
Oh, what a guy. Tom, you're the nicest guy ever.
Oh.
Tony, how about that? Tom wants you to have the tickets.
That's awesome. Thanks, Tom.
You all right,
dude.
Did it.
God, you
have
guys
a good one, man.
You guys are best friends.
Look at that.
Darn. Tony on line 5 wins.
Whoa,
even
fantastic.
Though Mark, victorious. So Mark got Bengals, Broncos, Bears, Buccaneers, Braves, and Bruins. Sauce, you got Buccaneers, Blue Jays, and Bruins. You guys missed the Bills, Browns, Bucks, Bulls, Brewers, Blue Jackets, and the Black
Hawk.
I was waiting for somebody
to
pull
up the Bobcats. Did you say St. Louis Blues there?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, that was the bottom of my list. Yes, Blues is number 15. Correct.
Had that one.
Good one.
That was the only one I had.
Well done.
Blues, yes.
Took me 2 minutes to come up with it.
Wow, that was weird. I thought that was going to be much easier than I anticipated.
Should be.
Your brain
doesn't kind of register.
Strange.
Especially early in the morning.
Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
I already played it, Chad, just so you know. You got anything, Age?
I have a contest to give away.
Oh,
we started the Twin Cities Beer Club this week, and I have a brewery pass, which is 11.
Oh, good for you!
2 free pints at 11 breweries, brought to you by Edina Liquor. Caller number 10 right now, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326. We'll win one, or you can get yours now and learn more at TwinCitiesBeerClub.com.
How long are you going to talk?
That's a great thing. You just gave away a lot of beer.
Uh-huh.
That's sweet.
Fun.
That's pretty awesome. Twin Cities Beer Club, huh? That's what it's called?
That is correct.
That's pretty neat, man.
BeerClub.com.
What a good idea.
For the handful of people complaining on Twitter, it's a handful. It's not like...
it's okay, baby.
It's like 3.
Yeah.
The Power Trip Showdown included that there are, the first round was, there are 13 different team names, not 13 different teams. There are 13 different team names that start with R. So, saying Rangers does not count for two. There are people claiming that Saw should have won with four. Rangers is not different than Rangers.
That's okay.
Right. I'm not saying you claim that. The listeners are trying to defend you, and I'm saying, no, that's not happening.
And it didn't matter, because the good guy who won gave it to the good guy who lost. Yeah. So good.
Exactly.
Good,
very nice.
Good, 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 good.
What a nice little win-win act of generosity good today.
Good guys.
Power Trip listeners, very, very nice people.
Be nice to people.
Yeah, be nice. Pay it forward, right?
Right.
Although, try to keep paying it forward until it gets to me.
Give me some money, Rose.
Right.
I'm paying it forward.
What do you, for what?
Hey, I met your guy, Matt Cullen, yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
The day before yesterday. Good guy, man.
Incredibly nice.
He's going to be a part of the Power Trip Morning, so I'm super excited.
Yes.
Is he really?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. He's going to be on once every couple of weeks, thanks to my friends over at Bell Bank. It's going
to
be fun.
We shouldn't allow him to be on, though, until he kind of pops that you-know-what on Friday with initials.
I don't know what...
Yeah. You know what I'm
gross.
Saying.
Gross.
No, I mean,
can't we just start it off like, look, if you want to be a part of the show, you got to play initials first. That's your window in.
I think that's genius.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Parrish, why don't you guys you can do a tag team?
Yeah. Oh, my. Okay.
Well, it's been a while.
Would that be the first time?
I mean, it's been on the same line?
Yeah.
Oh, we're talking
hot. What did you guys think?
That was kind of hot.
Yeah. He's a good guy. I like that guy. He seems like a nice guy.
He is.
One of the nicest...
I really don't know anybody in the wild who's not a good guy.
There's got to be somebody.
Jason Zucker's.
you have a problem.
Yeah, I got an issue with him.
He stole your girl.
Yeah. He's the best.
Come on. He is the best.
Mark Jr. is due in, what, about a month?
Tell me about it.
I know. You nervous?
Yeah, and are you the father of hockey's sisters?
No, I'm not.
How do you know?
No, sure. Well, I don't know.
I don't know why you make fun. I really don't know.
Do we know the dad?
You know, condoms are only like 98% effective.
Well, it's your sister.
Yeah, it's none of my business.
No, you don't need to know that.
Hey,
okay.
If you guys have nothing, I have some discussion topics once again.
Good.
Especially things that...
good for you!
That Mark Parrish is going to care about, like Viking stuff and things like that.
Yeah, cool.
bring me back in.
Let me bring this up. It's not really a discussion topic, but I love this because I'm going through a list on my favorite website, MSN.com, my favorite non-porn website. Gene Hackman. Do you know how old he is?
80?
Well, he retired from movies, unfortunately, I don't know how many years ago, at least a decade ago. Mm. He's got to be 88.
I think his last movie was something like Welcome to Mooseport.
Mid-80s, I would assume.
Welcome to Mooseport, yeah.
Some weird movie.
Yep.
Yeah, 85-ish?
He's 87.
Yeah.
He was in 100 films his career.
He's Lex Luthor.
Wow.
My favorites.
Royal Tannenbaum.
So good.
Well, let's just start and end with The French Connection.
And starting with French Connection, let's go with Unforgiven, by the way.
You are correct, Corey.
Something called Hoosiers.
Yeah, something called Hoosiers.
There's a little movie called
Hoosiers.
Oh, my gosh.
Hoosiers. I love that.
He's in The Birdcage.
I'm the only one that hasn't seen Hoosiers.
I've never seen it.
You haven't seen it?
I've never seen it.
Birdcage?
Oh, I think you'd like it.
Yeah. He's played every imaginable role.
The dad.
He's the best.
Right.
He is so good in everything, man.
That's if you haven't seen that's so good.
Birdcage?
Yeah.
Nathan Lane.
Well, the three actors who've now retired.
Azaria.
Gene Hackman, Sean Connery, and Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
I mean, three iconic.
Daniel Day-Lewis is going far on it for sure. He's coming back.
You think so?
Yes. He's not done. He's too good.
I hope you're right.
Greatest actor of our generation.
Hope you're right, but he said he's done.
Acting like he quit, I think, is what he's doing.
Yeah.
Robert Redford is 81 years old. I never would have guessed that.
Yeah, he's back together with Jane Fonda after Barefoot in the Park. They made the movie 50 years ago. I don't know what it was, something like that.
The hell are you talking about?
Barefoot.
Well, ask my attorney. He knows. It's a great
Chicago
play.
Song?
Why don't you text
him? I'm going to right now because screw you guys.
Jeez.
John Lithgow. He's over 70 as well. He's 71 years old.
And, of course, iconic role, and it's not even close.
Not even close.
When he was the head of the household in Harry
and
the
Hendersons.
Great movie.
Harry sit. Punch.
Yep. Went right through the goddamn floor.
And I don't mind saying this. You guys can make fun of me all you want. But I am going to, and I say this with all due respect.
Which means you can say anything now.
Exactly.
I consider this lady to be a hot piece.
Okay.
All right.
Veronica Vaughn.
Susan Sarandon is 70 years old.
Why would you just say with all due respect?
She's very pretty.
Because you guys are going to make fun of me because she's 70, and you're going to say, oh, you're in an old women porn.
You are.
She's 70 years old. Well, she's not old.
Stating a fact isn't ripping on her.
You find her very attractive now because she is elderly, but yeah, she was also very fetching when she was younger.
Very much so.
147 films.
You've moved on from elderly porn. You now watch zombie porn.
I told you I don't. Why do you say stuff?
And that's also, by the way, that's also the first time in the history of the Power Trip Morning Show that we discussed an actress who's been in 147 or more films, and it wasn't an adult film actress.
Right.
Can I tell you one of the great scenes of all time that Susan Sarandon was in?
Let me guess. She did a topless scene that you've watched on YouTube 9,000 times.
Correct.
Which one?
Atlantic City, 1980.
Oh, great song.
And Burt Lancaster, she's a bartender, and I can't even say what I'm about to say because
I want you to say it,
dude. You know what?
Isn't the proper term shucking oysters? And and she has to when she gets home from her job, she has to take lemons to get clean. And Burt Lancaster's peering through a window, looking at her.
Go on.
And she's topless. And it's a very interesting scene. That's all I'm saying.
Why is it interesting?
It's cinema verite.
Now listen,
I don't know what that means.
I just made that word up because it sounded like it was.
This happens.
I don't know. Rosie, I'm just going to say this, okay?
Okay.
Greg Swedberg just walked in here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And he asked me one thing about what you just described.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Was it cold in there? In the room she was
he
in?
Did I don't know.
That. Mark, when was the last time you were shucking oysters?
Oysters
as well. Swedberg, remember that movie?
Do you remember a movie in which Susan Sarandon was topless?
Called Atlantic City.
Atlantic City? Yeah, was it good?
Yes.
You're talking to a genius.
Yeah, pretty good.
Put Greg on the mic. Let's see if Greg remembers
like to talk
the
to you
scene.
If you would, please.
I want to see if he remembers the scene as vividly as
he wants to know if you can describe the scene the way that Rosie just did.
Rosie just described it. Let's see how closely you can describe the exact same scene.
I really would rather not.
Oh, I don't blame you because you're a professional.
Well, no, I mean, you're looking through a window.
Yes. Yeah.
She's like at the window.
What is she doing? Well, she's talking.
I was distracted.
Oh, yeah.
Had your hands full?
I understand.
No, not really.
Rosie called it cinema verite.
Me too.
That was another word for when I was 20-some years old looking at Susan Sarandon going, wow!
You were 20 years old in 1980?
No, I was a little older than that.
Yeah,
I said 20-something.
Okay, while we're doing this, let's move on to the next act. Right. Are we getting yelled at?
Yeah, actually, you guys are getting yelled at. You just don't know about it yet.
What did we do?
I got to check on something.
Oh, okay.
Paul, what did you do now?
Thank God.
We were playing that honest, one button over and
Paul's
over again.
Great. We love
yeah!
Paul.
Yeah! Like,
there's
got to
be a but. There's got to be a but.
No.
Paul's great, but... No?
No, he does not have a great
Okay.
taking his shirt off.
Oh,
yeah. Thanks, Greg.
Is he still
he's
great?
Celebrating. Now
he's
celebrating.
Oh, now he's not nearly as great as he used
to be. Oh, my God.
The guy that signs his checks is basically watching him undress.
Look at
Put
the
your
treasure
pants
trail.
Back on.
Jeez.
The yep. treasure trail on Sauce goes through rolling hills.
I've never seen one get a hard left like that.
Yeah, God.
Hey, Rosie, while we continue to talk about
movies,
that we've got a movie expert in here, and Greg Swedberg as well.
Sure.
James Caan, 77 years old. What is James Caan's best film?
Misery.
What about Elf?
What about The Godfather?
When he played Sonny, he got shot about 300 times.
Oh, my God. Spoiler alert.
Hey, what about the fact that he created Scott Caan, who went on to be Charlie Tweeter in the classic film Varsity Blues?
Well,
am I the only one that thinks that's his greatest performance?
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, Misery, I would say, was his best
great
performance.
Just great.
Kathy
what about
Bates,
the lovely? And again, I'm gonna go ahead and say the same thing about her that I said about Susan Sarandon.
Sure, go for it. I'm right with you.
Sally Field. 70 years old. Come on, Gidget, right?
No. Well, Gidget was 16 years old.
Not busty enough for Rosie.
That's,
right, Hawk, you talk Susan Sarandon. He's like, oh, my God, I know the exact physics.
I just think of Forrest Gump's mom at that point. I'm not.
Yeah, she's Forrest's mom, Hawk.
Yeah, Forrest, she got him into the school, didn't she?
Rosie, Susan Sarandon, 1980?
Yes.
Or Sally Field with a D cup? Then who do you pick?
I'm all with Susan.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm with you. What do you think, Greg Swedberg?
Well, there's something kind of hot about Sally Field.
I agree with you.
She's adorable.
I agree with you. Right. Oh, speaking of retired actors, 74 years old, Joe Pesci.
Oh.
Has there ever been a better, scarier little guy?
He's great in Home Alone.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Thank you.
Goodfellas.
The guy, he's brilliant.
The guy who just told me to go get his shine box has passed away.
My
cousin Vinny's great. I'm not that kind of
Joe Pesci's.
Oh, My Cousin Vinny, I forgot about that. Great film. He's only in 41 films.
That's it,
He doesn't really do anything anymore, does he?
No, he's straight up retired. Oh, Diane Keaton. Go, Rosie, go.
Go ahead, Rosie.
She's 71.
Yeah, go ahead,
talk
Rosie.
About topless
Sit
scenes with Diane
down.
Keaton.
Well,
were there one?
Oh, yeah, well, she was in Annie Hall. Movie, right? I mean, yeah. I would say different with Woody Allen. I mean, Diane Keaton, again, she didn't really, she had a lot of great roles. But
Godfather.
Yeah, Godfather playing the really out of touch wife to that point.
You should play out of touch.
Out of touch. But I just think of Diane Keaton with Woody Allen. All the movies.
Quick recap here of the last 5 minutes, right?
Okay, right ahead.
Gene Hackman, iconic.
Right.
Robert Redford, absolutely legendary.
Legendary.
James Caan, terrific.
Yeah.
Susan Sarandon, topless! topless! He was topless!
Well, you know what? I'm so glad you pointed that out.
Well, I also said Thelma and Louise. Come on. Thelma and Louise. There's a lot of great movies.
Diane Keaton, would you bang her?
So glad you pointed it out.
Yeah. Would we tolerate her? Is she hot enough for us?
Oh, you guys.
Rosie, I don't know why you're like that.
I don't know.
You need to look in the mirror after the show's over.
I just meat sauce topless, so I bet...
And that's how you sat down and started smoking a cigarette.
God almighty.
37 years from now, you're not going to be able to shut up about it. cinema verite.
You're going to be sitting on your left hand.
Yeah,
my God.
Somebody get meat sauce some oysters, man. Turn the temperature down.
Rub lemon all over those slabs.
I need a place to hang my keys. Donald Sutherland, by the way, 82 years old.
Yeah.
Iconic.
Yes.
Yeah. Topless!
Legendary.
Topless!
He and Julie Christie.
He got topless once.
He did with Julie Christie. That was quite a scene. Let me tell you about that movie.
Who was that?
You know what? Let's do a
Julie
podcast.
Christie.
Don't throw your iPad. Don't throw your iPad, Mark.
Don't throw your iPad. It's full of topless nudes.
Mark Parrish, we'll see you on Friday for initials. And we'll see you next Friday in Fargo as well.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Badass. Mark Rosen, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah,
Robert O'Neill, tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Can't
the
wait.
Man who
can't
killed
wait.
Osama bin Laden. Is on this show tomorrow during Rosen's 8 o'clock hour. So check that out tomorrow on the Power Trip Morning Show. Paul Allen is next. See ya.